KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
From the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez, America's favorite late-night talk program featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the Friday night edition of the program. We are live in Nashville, 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Happy to chat with you guys. If you want to give me a call, we're going to do lots of calls this hour. The number is 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And so many things are going on this week. You know, I was kind of sidetracked because, of course, you know, I took it on the chin right on Tuesday. And I was very close to this election on Tuesday, at least one of them. And, you know, win, lose, or draw, I wasn't going to change my position. But I lost, right? I lost. I took my lumps. I've been able to regroup and realize that God doesn't stop being God just because we've lost an election. It's really not as bad as we think. That doesn't mean that there isn't a ton of work ahead of us. I spent today early. I went to go see a friend of mine who's freaking out worse than me. And he's like, bro, we got to start a rally. We got to start a revolution. We got to do this. And I said, yes, yes, and yes. You got to do all of them. I wasn't talking him off the ledge on any of those things because I think he's right. This is how you get people energized. This is how you get people involved. This is what you do to change a nation, to restore a nation, to maintain a nation, however you want to look at it, right? We have a nation that has historically been the place to be, the number one place to lift people out of poverty, but the number one system that does that, the free market. And the last thing we want to do is jeopardize that. However, certain elections that we've seen could potentially jeopardize that. Doesn't mean forever, and it doesn't mean utterly and completely, but it could cause a hamper on things for sure, right? I put a damper on them, I should say. And we don't want to see that. So we've got to make sure that we rally up the troops, both politically, spiritually. I mean, this is an interesting place that we're in. So I was talking to my buddy Tone, and he's a barber. We were both barbers together back in the days. I went on to do different things, and he's still a barber. And we were talking about this stuff, and he was like, yeah, we've got to make sure that, you know, what happened in New York City doesn't happen again. because we're losing touch. We're not connected with the people like we ought to be. And it was music to my ears because I didn't really do much talking. I did a lot of nodding and going, tell me more. And he just kept telling me more. And he realized, all on his own really, that we have to be not only informed patriots, as Ronald Reagan called us to be, but we also need to be activists. We have to be involved. We cannot expect to send, he had kids very late in life, or late in life by my standards, right? I had my kids pretty young. I'm 47 with a 24-year-old and a 20-year-old. He's 48 with a 4-year-old. So he's very nervous. He's like, how am I going to raise my daughter and blah, blah, blah. And I said, listen, it's going to be all right. But he's gung-ho, right? Because when you have little kids, you get very gung-ho. They can't defend themselves. You have to do the defending for them. They can't think for themselves. You know, 4 years old, they give me candy, right? That's what they want. So I understood where he was coming from. And I loved the passion, and I wasn't about to extinguish it because I think that's the passion that we all need all across America. Anybody that has small children needs to take a moment and think, whatever we're facing today isn't about you. What we're facing today is about tomorrow, and tomorrow's about your children. What type of America do you want your children to grow up in? It's that simple. And it has very little to do with your own personal preferences and really what I think is like universally accepted good. Right? Like, I want my kids to grow up in a safe environment. I want my kids to be able to earn a living. I want my kids to go to school and be free from discrimination or hate. I think that's fair. But we live in a time right now where if you're a conservative, where if you're a Christian, where if you're a Jew, the hate is almost built in. So what gives? Well, what gives is you have to build that in to what you're doing. You have to budget for it, sadly, but that's the truth. And so we're having this conversation, and an older gentleman walks in. Now, interestingly, I'll give you a little tidbit here. Interestingly, the barbershop he works in is called True Glory Barbershop. It's in Ridgefield, New Jersey. Shout out to them. And they pride themselves on being a Christ-themed barbershop. Yes, there is such a thing. I'd not been to one until visiting this one. But apparently, you know, they're playing, you know, soft Christian music in the background. They're not having your typical barbershop talk, which is usually sports, girls and cars. That's the main thing you talk about in the barbershop. And, if, you know, some barbershops get into music and politics, but sports, cars, and girls are probably the dominant categories, and that stuff is not going on there. It's a very Disney PG-13 type of thing where parents, moms, little kids, everybody's welcome, and they could feel just fine. And this guy comes in, and he had a story, and I'll share his story with you a little bit later because it was a really good story and had to do with people not doing the right thing. So we had to pause our story. But ultimately, the story that my friend was telling me was one where he doesn't want to raise his kid in a place where there's so much hate involved against people who don't agree with you. In particular, he was talking about what's going on in Nigeria, where they hate the Christians in Nigeria so much, Boko Haram and the radical Islamists, that they are murdering them, they're burning down their churches, and they're making sure they can't exist. It's a real genocide. And as he was talking about that, he kind of evolved into more contemporary issues, and that's kind of where we landed. But I thought to myself, but for the election of Mamdani, but for losing this election on Tuesday, we probably wouldn't have had this conversation with this level of enthusiasm, with this level of clarity, with this level of passion and commitment. And to that I have to say thank you to the Democrats that won on Tuesday, because you've ignited a firestorm, and not with me, but with people that were once, I'm going to say, borderline apathetic. People that would hear, oh, you know, the Democrats won another election, all right, let me just go back to work. This guy didn't go back to work. He took off from work. He wanted to make sure his kid was safe. He wanted to make sure that he wasn't going to let anything get in between it, not even work. And I realize that that is a level of commitment many of us are not familiar with. But that is the level of commitment that Zoran Mamdani supporters are bringing to the table. Zoran Mamdani supporters are literally out there talking about what are you willing to sacrifice in order to win. And one of his interns, a woman named Hadika Arzu Malik, she was very clear about this, and I have a clip of it, number 21. I want you to listen to this. Check this out.
And the true believer knows that none of this is in vain, that this is all jihad, that this is all ibadah, and that this is all counted for by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the conversation of doxing, the conversation of getting arrested and suspended, I think it's time for Muslims to start to say, all right, so what? Do what you want. I'm gonna do what I gotta do, because...
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Kids as well. So we're getting it from so many angles. And the question is, same question she had for you, I have for you. Are we going to be outmatched by that energy? Or are we going to step up? Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too. Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Oil investments involve a high degree of uncertainty and are only suitable for accredited investors. Actual results may vary.
Drill, baby, drill. President Trump has declared a national energy emergency and is making the U.S. oil industry a priority with support for our hardworking oil and gas industry. If you are an SEC-accredited investor and qualified to make at least a $100,000 investment, you can deduct nearly 100% of your investment for this tax year. Call 800-544-1221 now and connect directly to Encore Energy. Encore is a major investor and experienced horizontal well operator in its core area of operations. Don't wait. The clock is ticking and time is running out for this write-off for 2025. Call Encore Energy now at 800-544-1221 and find out how your investment will be tax deductible for 2025 with the potential for lucrative cash flow for years to come. Call 800-544-1221. That's 800-544-1221.
Well, thank you, Rich, and thank you for everything. I know you very well, and I listen, but I have a lot of people that listen, and they love your show, and I appreciate it very much.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
All right. Let's talk about this story. I want to get into this story. This is an interesting one. So there is, you remember President Trump about a week ago, he was asked, what do you think about these drug boats coming from Venezuela, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Well, today the United States conducted their 17th lethal strike on another drug boat. And I'm sure the lefties are freaking out in Congress as well as a couple of libertarian Republicans. But the bigger issue here, is this. Remember President Trump saying, well, it's really not about anything other than if they're bringing drugs into our country, we're just going to kill them, you know, like dead. Remember that? I thought that was great. It was a great statement. His delivery was fantastic. Well, I want to talk about dead because I'm scanning the different newspapers I look at each day. And one of my faves is the New York Post, America's oldest newspaper. They don't always get it right, like the way they got it wrong with Curtis Sliwa. But the New York Post had an article. And in this article, they were talking about death, in particular, something called the death clock. And the reporter that wrote the article, her name is Rita Weigel. She went to this app that basically can predict, or the function of the app is to predict when it thinks that you will likely die. And I think we have audio on this, so let me play that audio, and then I'll come back and give you my thoughts.
this new app called Death Clock. It's creating a stir, claiming it can tell you the day you're going to die. And it's not just some spooky gimmick.
Death Clock takes life seriously. It uses AI and scientific data to make an estimation of the date of your final curtain. Not to be morbid, but to live better and longer. The app asks basic questions, your age, blood pressure, glucose levels, how often you go to the doctor, how often you're around close friends, alcohol consumption, and exercise. And your answers are compared to surveys and lifespans of 53 million others who've answered similar questions in health and scientific studies. Then the app makes an educated guess. It's maybe a little shocking to see. You can even send out a save the date marking your death date to friends and social media. Now, if you're thinking, why would I want to know that? Well, the app doesn't just leave you with that grim prediction. For example, 30 minutes of cardio, you see, adds nearly a year to your clock. Reducing alcohol adds more time. Reducing stress, yep, more sand in the hourglass. A hauntingly serious countdown, though, shows how many days you have left with your current lifestyle, and another shows how healthy habits affect your number of days.
Death Clock is a free app, but a premium subscription keeps track of your progress and how it affects your lifespan. It's available for iPhone and Android devices.
So, Death Clock, an app that's becoming increasingly popular, and this article is about that, right? People are asking, how many days until I meet my demise? And it sounds like the premise of a horror movie or a TV show or something like that, but people are genuinely interested in this stuff, and it uses AI to get to this stuff. So, anyway, in developing this app, the founder of Death Clock, a guy named Brett Franson, he and his team, they trained their proprietary AI model using more than 1,000 longitudinal studies on life. And this was interesting. Something that he said in a quote to the New York Post, he said, that allows the AI to adjust a user's predicted life expectancy based on their habits, lab data, and other health information, producing a personalized and dynamic estate rather than just a static estimate. And this was interesting because you can sign up for this thing for free or whatever, and they have the paid version or whatever. But ultimately, people are doing this because it's like a novelty, right? It's kind of like the magic eight ball, but in an app. And I thought to myself, if this is something you could do, would you do it? Would you want to know, right, because it's available to people now, this app, the Death Clock, would you do it? And I'm curious to know. So if anybody's listening, give me a call. Let me know what you think. 833-482-5337-833-4-VALDEZ. Are you about to use the Death Clock to figure out your last day? Right? Because it doesn't tell you whether you're going to die or not. I could tell you that, right? I'm taking bets. I guarantee you we're all going to die. I'd win. I got great odds on that. This thing goes on to kind of predict when you're going to die. I don't know how accurate or inaccurate it is. But my bigger question is, would you want to know? I don't think I would. Because I could easily go and download the app. I don't want to know. What if it tells me something like, tomorrow, get to the gym? I don't want to hear that. Right? I don't know about you, but anyway, let me know your thoughts on this. 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I have another death-related story. This one, not so fun, not so funny. This is a real one of a cleaning lady who met her demise in really an unseeming fashion. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business, and you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back to school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Police in Whitestown this morning say a woman shot and killed outside of a home actually worked for a cleaning crew, and she was at the wrong house. This happened around 7 yesterday morning on Mays Lane near Main Street Park. Police responded to a call of a home invasion at the time, but when officers arrived, they found that woman dead on the porch, and investigators later said that woman worked for a cleaning company and was trying to get into the wrong house to do her job. We don't know of any arrests this morning. Police have not shared if there will be any charges filed either.
All right, amigos, welcome back. That's a tough one, right? Again, I don't know these people. I all I can do is sympathize here on a number of levels, right? My mom had a small cleaning company, mainly offices, but she had a cleaning company before she passed away. And my dad had fallen down back in 2007 and gotten this pretty bad brain injury. He forgot everything. He literally forgot who I was. He could remember all my siblings minus me, because the part of the brain that got affected in the fall was the part that had that kind of short-term recall of memory and ability. And because I was the youngest, he honestly had like an idea of who I was, knew that he liked the young one, but he didn't recognize me physically. And he would tell me about his son Richard and how he was so proud of him. But he would tell me that. So, you know, I laugh now, but it was a tough pill to swallow at the time. But I say all of that to say, this woman shows up to earn an honest day's pay, right? She's there to work. Shows up at the wrong house, right? I can only tell you how many times I've done that when people give me, directions and, you know, I'm like, oh, is it this one or is it that one? You know, you got houses that are next to each other. And this woman's on the porch and, you know, things go awry, and boom, she's not with us anymore. And I think, man, this is brutal, right? So, I mean, the homeowner's within their rights to do what they did. But, shoot, should you pay the price with your life for showing up to work and not getting the right house, right? I mean, just scary stuff. So this woman, she's a mom of four in Indiana. shot dead after arriving at the wrong address for her cleaning job. And her grieving husband now, he watched her die. And he's trying to make right of this. Her name is Maria Florinda Rios Perez. She's 32 years old. She was shot dead just before 7 in the morning on Wednesday. And her husband, Mauricio Velasquez, arrived at a Whitestown home they'd been hired to clean. The couple are self-employed cleaners. They checked the address twice and circled the neighborhood, a tiny suburb about 22 miles from downtown Indianapolis, to make sure they were in the right place. And this is according to the police report in his statement. As they tried to get the keys they'd been provided in with the, you know, through the door, Ms. Perez tried grabbing the key. A single shot rang out, and she dropped to the ground bleeding. What a horrible way to go. She immediately fell down, and the husband was like, "Hey, what's going on?" He didn't believe it was really happening. He saw the blood coming out. They called 911, and at the same time, 911 received a call about a home invasion. The police showed up. They found the mother and the distraught husband on the porch. After attempting to revive her with CPR, she was declared dead at the scene. 32 years old. The man, the husband, he says, "Just pray for my family." He has 4 kids with her, one of whom isn't even 1 year old yet. And he said, "Raising them isn't going to be easy." Police soon ruled out any notion that the couple had been trying to break into the home and confirmed that they were actually under the impression they were walking into a home they'd been hired to clean. The facts gathered did not support they never got into the house. And, you know, this is horrible, right? And again, it's horrible on both sides. I'm sure the people that pulled the trigger who were in fear, thinking, you know, somebody's trying to come into my house, also were afraid and, you know, doing what they thought was right to protect themselves. Now, there's an investigation underway. And this is, again, from the county prosecutor in Boone County. His name is Kent Eastwood. He said, "When it comes to a dwelling, individuals can use a reasonable amount of force, including deadly force, against another person. They have no duty to retreat. That's the law in Indiana. That person who uses that force has to reasonably believe that level of force is necessary to prevent or terminate an awful attack against them or some sort of unlawful entry in their dwelling." Again, just a horrible situation. Nonetheless, this woman and her husband, they're trying to make things right. And all I could think of is, man, you got these people in the beginning here with the death clock making a mockery of everything. And then you've got these people here that are trying to earn a living. And, you know, things just don't go right. 3 daughters, 17, 10, and 8, and a son that's not even a year old yet. Really. My condolences to them, my thoughts and prayers with the family. But I want to know your thoughts. A, would you use this this machine, right? This app, rather. This app to predict your death. And B, what do you think of this? You know, these people go to the wrong door. Anyway, I started talking about my dad before because he did that all the time after he got a brain injury. He would go to the neighbor's house and pull on the door. And, you know, I could only imagine how, you know, 3-4 in the afternoon, my dad goes for a walk, comes back, and he's trying to get into the wrong house. Why? Because he would get very confused as part of his brain injury. And, you know, once that happened, it was like, all right, Dad, you're not taking any walks alone anymore. Because, you know, I was afraid of things like this happening. But, man, just imagine my dad, who had something called TBI-related dementia, traumatic brain injury-related dementia, pulling on the wrong door, the house directly next door to ours, thinking that was his house, not being able to get in, getting frustrated, and that literally happened, and somebody pulling the trigger, God forbid. Just brutal, right? And I guess, you know, one way of thinking is, well, he shouldn't have pulled on the wrong door, but, I mean, I think at some point somewhere we're supposed to be compassionate. I think at some point somewhere we're supposed to love our fellow man. And, you know, I couldn't help but think of how that's happened to me, right, with my dad, you know, going to the neighbor's house. And they knew. They knew the whole situation. They knew he wasn't all right. And they'd say, hey, no, you live next door and whatever. But what if it's a new neighbor, right, just moved in? So many what-ifs here. And the worst-case scenario is what we just read and what we just heard. Brutal. It's a brutal situation where this guy lost his wife, these children lost their mom, and this woman lost her own life. All because they were at the wrong address. So I want to get to your calls, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ. Let's go to Mark calling us from Washington, D.C. on WMAL. Mark, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Hey, Rich. I love your show. I love the variety of your show. This app reminded me of a short story, the first short story published by Robert Heinlein, who was the great sci-fi writer and the favorite writer of Jeff Bezos, actually. And in this story, this scientist invents a machine, and it tells the exact date of your death. Hmm. And in that story, that begins to ruin the insurance industry because, you know, who's going to buy life insurance if they're going to, you know, die tomorrow? And so they kill him at the end.
And they know.
but yeah. So it's so certain. So, but you know, on a serious point, it makes me think that, you know, insurance companies have actuaries, these math geniuses who, dutifully, you know, calculate odds and everything. And so this app, I think, could eventually maybe have an impact on our insurance rates. I personally think I would not use the app because there's so many factors, and if I change my health habits, you know, for 3 years,
right,
then the app's gonna be way off. So I probably would not use it, but I just wanted to mention that possible impact.
Yeah, no, great point. All great points, actually. And yeah, I also don't think I would use it because I know full well in my brain it's an app and it's making some sort of decision based on whatever information I give it. So it's not something I should take seriously, super seriously. However, I'm pretty sure I would take it very seriously, right? I could only see myself, Mark, using this app and then going, oh my gosh, and then fearing this date for like ever and ever and ever, probably causing myself harm because I'm fearing that date. So the same date I don't believe in, I would probably begin to believe it. So I would definitely not use this app. And number two, I have a friend that went to school to become an actuarial scientist. And he said he had to switch majors because part of their training, he had a professor that told him, you know, thanks for doing this because we have an extremely high suicide rate. Actuaries have very high suicide rate, at least at that time, probably about 25 years ago. And because of that, he decided to switch gears and did extra credits to become a CPA. And he works as a CPA. He's not an actuarial scientist anymore. And he says he feels better. It's an easier way to work with less restrictions, believe it or not, being a CPA versus being an actuary. So whatever that's worth to you, I thought that was pretty crazy. You know, man, that's like a lot of numbers, way too many numbers for me. Mark in Washington, D.C., WMAL, thank you for your compliment. Thank you for your kind words. And, of course, we're coming right back with the rest of your calls. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Salute to Service is the year-round effort by the NFL and its charitable partners to honor, empower, and connect with our nation's service members, veterans, and their families
At this time each year, the NFL reinforces our support and gratitude to those who have served and to those who continue to serve. Visit NFL.com/salute to learn about the NFL's impact.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of 5-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Call now. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
All right, amigos, welcome back. We continue with your thoughts, your calls, your opinions on everything that's going on. And my question from earlier was, would you use this app called the Death Clock? It's an AI app that predicts your expiration date. And I think this is a crazy thing to do, but some people seem to be very intrigued by it. I want to get your thoughts on that and everything else that's going on in America at night. Let's go to Montreal, Canada, and check in with our buddy Antonio. Go right ahead, sir. WVMT.
Well, Rich, I just, death clock would have a hard time with Tony up in Montreal because I have 9 lives. I got to keep coming back and attacking all those Islamofascists and all those crazy Democrats. They couldn't put me down. I gotta live for 100 years, bro. I love life, you. And I love America. I love Canada. I love everybody. I don't like conflict, and I try to do everything possible to avoid conflict. And the least amount of time should be spent on whether or not we're gonna die, because God only knows when we're gonna leave, and God is our savior, and God will tell us when it's time to go. As long as you're doing well on the planet, God leaves us here. You know that. Good guardian angels stay on the earth. So I just want to say one or two things about Mandami. Mandami, okay, that experiment was 9.5 years in Montreal with a Mayor Valerie Greenhouse, Green Plant, P-L-A-N-T-E. She did everything to revolutionize transportation here. She went back to the 1960s of Maoist China. She created Bike Pass. She spent $9.5 billion, and she created a disaster in Montreal. This is what you guys are going to get with Mandami. Mandami is a guy that is selling snake oil. And he's not a person that's not able to use the Constitution against America, because as one of your great Supreme Court justices said, the Constitution of America is not a suicide pact. So when you label your opponents Islamophobics or Islamophobia, I return fire and say, in name of the Americas, you are Islamofascists. You are here on a an agenda of the Muslim Brotherhood to destroy America. It's a Trojan horse, and all of the great empires, Roman Empire, any empire of the world has lost its empirical power through internal destruction, through internal chaos. And this is exactly what they're trying to do through universities and through politics and through the municipal governments of Brandon Johnson and Pritzker and all of these leftists. They do not appreciate the effort, and they want to crush the bones of the revolutionary people that made America great. All of those soldiers that fought in World War I and World War II, you are crushing their bones. And what they're doing is they're drilling holes in the hull of American democracy, hoping it's going to sink. But guess what? Tony and other people like me have nine lives, and we will never be defeated. The left is never, ever right. Only the right is right. And you know that good people that fear God and believe in neighbor and love the country will always succeed. And we must stop this lie that the Americas and democracy is bad. It's something that we have to be passionate about, Rich.
Really well put, Tony. And let me tell you, I want to just for the audience's clarification, Tony is Canadian. Tony's not American, and he loves this country. He fights passionately for this country because he gets it. And he's seen what happens when you don't have the level of liberty that we have in the United States like they do in Canada. And, Tony, I always appreciate your passion. I always try to make sure you get your point across for that reason, right? So people can see that, you know, somebody like yourself, if things go bad in Canada, you can still run to the United States. But when things go bad in the United States, there's nowhere left for us to run. This is it. You know, the United States is that last bastion. It's the only constitutional republic of its kind. We have to protect it. We have to cherish it. We have to maintain it. Otherwise, we're all lost. And I don't mean by we, the Americans. I mean we, global citizens, right? People all over the world won't be able to benefit from America if America falls. So, really good point. Tony from Montreal, listening on WVMT out of Vermont. Thank you, sir. Amigos, I'm taking a pause right here. We're coming right back to a couple of calls from Idaho, Virginia, and a couple more that are ringing in. Here's the number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
These segments and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
What's up? It's Rich Valdez. Can you believe it's November already? The air is cooler. Thanksgiving's around the corner and enjoying a lot of heavy foods, which means your liver's working overtime. Are you feeling bloated, tired, or just a little off? Those could be signs your liver is overloaded. That's why I'm thankful for Active Liver from New Nordic. It helps keep my liver in tip-top shape. Your liver helps protect you from toxins. It's just as vital as your brain and heart, so when's the last time you showed it some love? Active Liver is packed with natural ingredients shown in some studies to support the liver. Milk thistle, globe artichoke extract, turmeric, and more. And the gummies taste amazing. Go ahead, enjoy all the celebrations and the drinks this season with the peace of mind thanks to New Nordic's Active Liver. Active Liver is available online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, iHerb.com, or in stores at CVS, Meijer Grocery, and ShopRite.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation.
Call 800-838-8614. 800-838-8614. That's 800-838-8614.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Welcome back. Rich Valdez keeping you company this evening. And we've been talking about death, right? Both the death app, this app that can predict when you die, and this very unfortunate situation out of Indiana where a cleaning woman and her husband, a husband and wife cleaning team, show up to clean a home. They realize they're at the wrong house. When shots ring out, sadly, it's too late. The wife is shot. She's bleeding on the porch. The husband's calling 911 to save the wife, and the homeowners are calling 911 because they believe there's a home invasion going on. I want to get your thoughts on this. Let's go to Rich, Annandale, Virginia, WMAL. Rich, go right ahead.
Hello, Rich. I listen to you every night.
Thank you.
And I love your show.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, my thought is, and my father was a police officer, and until you enter the house, and it sounds like she was on the porch, that there's no way that that person, that lady, should have been shot without her being in the house and seeing that it was, that she wasn't armed and it was not, and it was a mistake. So I don't know what's going to happen. I know there's going to be the investigation, but I don't think that she should have been shot unless you're going to cause harm to somebody. You have a weapon in your hand and you identify yourself. But I feel for their family.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I honestly don't know enough about it. All I can tell you is they have the Indiana law is pretty robust, and they it includes the use of force. You're justified in using deadly force and have the duty to retreat, and you have no duty to retreat if you reasonably believe that force is necessary to prevent serious bodily injury to you or a third person. And I can tell you, in New Jersey, we don't have castle doctrine like they have in other places. If you can get away, you have to get away per the law. Here, they don't. And, you know, my critique in New Jersey has always been that. Somebody's trying to get into my house. I'm not going to wait till they get inside. I'm going to start blasting right through my living room door. You know, I'm going to rephrase that after reading this, because this is obviously a very unfortunate situation. Thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. Amigos, stick with me. It's Rich Valdez.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com. Progressive.com.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court has granted the Trump administration's emergency appeal to temporarily block a court order to fully fund SNAP food aid payments amid the government shutdown. A judge had given the administration until Friday to make the payments through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but the administration asked an appeals court to suspend any court orders requiring it to spend more money than is available in a contingency fund. There is a deal by the Democrats to break the stalemate over the government shutdown.
Democrats would like to see an end to this shutdown, and we want to respect Leader Thune's desire not to negotiate on ACA until after the government reopens.
The major issue blocking the reopening is the push to extend tax credits from the Affordable Care Act.
Leader Thune just needs to add a clean one-year extension of the ACA tax credits to the CR so that we can immediately address rising health care costs.
Democrats are also proposing establishment of a bipartisan committee to address Republican demands for changes to the Affordable Care Act. Ed Donahue, Washington.
With flights around the country cut by 10% because of the government shutdown, travelers are getting creative.
Disruptions are causing some to hit the road or buy a train ticket. That's going to mean more business for car rentals, long-haul bus operations, and commuter rails like Amtrak, particularly if flight delays and cancellations continue piling up as the U.S. approaches Thanksgiving and other peak holiday travel. Hertz is already reporting a sharp increase in one-way car rentals. One-way reservations have spiked more than 20% through the coming weekend compared with the same period last year.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Florida's Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against Planned Parenthood claiming the organization is misrepresenting the safety of abortion pills. It's the latest challenge aimed at abortion pills. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
President Trump's search for new economic partners means big bucks for an aerospace giant.
Boeing has finalized an order for 8 of its 787 Dreamliners with Uzbekistan Airways. The deal is part of a broader series of agreements brokered by the Trump administration to strengthen ties in the region and counter China's influence. Uzbekistan, one of several Central Asian countries from which the president hopes to buy more in the way of rare earth minerals. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump has pardoned former New York Mets star Daryl Strawberry on past tax evasion and drug charges. Strawberry, an 8-time All-Star, struggled with legal and personal issues after his baseball career. He pleaded guilty to tax evasion in 1995 and went to prison on drug-related charges. A White House official said the president approved the pardon, highlighting Strawberry's Christian faith and longtime post-career sobriety. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An already powerful U.S. adversary continues its military buildup.
Communist China has commissioned its latest aircraft carrier after extensive sea trials. It marks a significant step in expanding its naval power beyond its own waters. It's China's third carrier and the first designed and built domestically. Experts say the move helps China to close a gap with the U.S. Navy. The carrier is said to include advanced electromagnetic launch systems, allowing it to deploy a wider range of aircraft. Rich Thomason reporting.
The diamond and emerald-studded crown of Empress Eugenie, which was found damaged near the Louvre after being dropped by thieves during last month's robbery, will be restored as a symbol of renaissance. Stock indexes wound up mixed on Wall Street today. The S&P 500 edged 0.1%, the Dow rose 0.2%, and the NASDAQ composite slipped to 0.2%. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Welcome to the program. We are live and national. It's 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Happy to be here with you. Give me a call if you want to join us on our late-night national town hall conversation. Here's the number, 833-482-5337-833-4-Valdez. And man, so many things that I've been wanting to get to all week. Some of these stories are old, but I didn't get a chance to talk about them because I was sulking over the election and really just covering different stories. But listen to this one. Let's see. This is from earlier this week. And hold on. I just lost it. Shoot. No, this is better than what I was looking for. Substitute teacher is arrested after showing up to elementary school drunk. Video shows teacher falling out of car, then drunkenly stumbling around the school. How about that? I just imagine that never happened while I was in high school or anything like that. Or even like grammar school. But I could only imagine the field day I would have had if one of my teachers would have stumbled in drunk. Oh my goodness. cell phone video or not, I would have had a field day with that. Because, I mean, come on, you live for moments like that. At least that's the kind of kid I was in high school. I had a good time with that. Anyway, that happened. That's a real thing. And let me just give you the scoop on that. Because, man, what a story. Unbelievable, the things that are going on. It's Friday night, so I let my hair down a little bit. Anyway, this wild video shows her doing it. The police released this video. And I'm sorry, it's not a she, it's a he. All right, at least based on my assessment, it's someone with a beard. I'm going to go with he identifies as a he. Substitute teacher with a history of DUIs. That in and of itself sounds a little weird, right? I mean, to buy a gun, they got to check your fingerprints and all that. I just imagine to be in a building with school children, I can only assume that you have to have had a background check. I guess they look the other way on DUIs if it's for a substitute. That's odd, right? I wouldn't think they would do that. But anyway, in Wisconsin, where you at on this? Anybody know this guy? Christopher Reyes, 30 years old. He was already banned from boozing while he was on bail for his third DUI arrest when he was seen driving drunk to Bay Lane Elementary School in Muskego last Thursday. Security cameras caught him staggering out of his car at 8:20 a.m., then falling to his knees as he failed to walk away. Oh, poor guy. This guy seems like he has a serious alcohol problem. Once inside the school, he was seen clearly struggling to walk in a straight line, swaying with every step while also interacting with students, with blood tests showing that his blood alcohol level was still more than four times the legal driving limit hours after he arrived to teach these students. Yeah, listen, he walked right into this one, literally stumbled right into it. He had slurred speech, his bloodshot red eyes, and his body reeked of alcohol during the questioning part of this criminal complaint. His preliminary breathalyzer read 0.36, which is four times more than the legal limit of 0.08. So, Mr. Reyes, no bueno. Man, I feel bad for the guy. I really do. I mean, hey, look, he did what he did. But I still have compassion, right? I mean, man, it sucks to be in a situation like that. I think this goes beyond when it's your third DUI. I don't think this is, yeah, man, I messed up. I drank too much and I went out. No, no, no. This is, you're not functioning well without alcohol in your system. And that's why you're showing up to work at 8:20 in the morning, stumbling. That's brutal. I wish anybody going through that really the absolute best. Anyway, that's that. Then we get more. That was the one story I wanted to share with you. There's another story here. And it escapes me. I mentioned that Nancy Pelosi has announced her retirement from Congress. And great. That's fantastic. A lot of people are excited about that. President Trump today pardoning Daryl Strawberry, the baseball player from the Mets, former Mets player. He was convicted of tax evasion. And he got a pardon today from El Trumpito Donaldus Magnus, the 45th president of these United States. He's also now the 47th president. So kudos to El Trumpito, El Presidente. And there was another story here. Man, I wish I could find it. We did the death clock. We talked about the 17th lethal strike on a drug boat. We did talk about that. Our friend Steve Moore has quit his job at the Heritage Foundation over the controversy caused by a recent interview. And I'll bring you up to speed on that should we get into it a little bit more. But Steve Moore, we see you, brother. We see what you're doing. And let me see. There was one more in here that I think we needed to get to. Oh, man. Forgive me. Oh, here it is. I think I mentioned it briefly, but I might not have. The guy who used to work at the Department of Justice, who no longer works there, who threw the sandwich at a Border Patrol agent. You remember that? Well, this guy was not locked up, not anything. He was acquitted of any crimes, and they let him go. Isn't that something? Yep. Former DOJ employee acquitted by jury for throwing sandwich at Border Patrol agent. His name is Sean Charles Dunn. He was found not guilty of assault after the sandwich tossing incident with a federal agent. Wow. How do you find somebody not guilty when they actually threw the sandwich at the guy? And he was chased for it, and he was caught for it. I don't know. I think that this is one of those... Oh, listen to this.
Well, he went viral for throwing a Subway sandwich at a federal law enforcement officer. He got arrested and went to trial. Now, Sean Dunn of Washington, D.C. has been found not guilty. He was acquitted of those charges, misdemeanor assault against a federal law enforcement officer. You may remember it was back in August during President Trump's federal law enforcement surge in Washington, D.C. that he did what he said was an act of resistance while calling federal officers racist and fascist. He threw that sub, ran off, got caught, but the jury today acquitting him on those assault charges.
So he's acquitted now, meaning that's it. It's over. You didn't do it. Not guilty. Not like, hey, he served some time and they're letting him go. He's acquitted. Why? Why do these things happen? Because when you acquit somebody for something, even if it's something minor like that, your chances of ever getting that really repaired, effectively done right, it's over. Right? You can never fix a problem like that. Now everybody's going to want to throw a sandwich at the cops. That's it. Point blank. That's the way it goes down. There's no other way around it. Hopefully people don't throw their sandwiches at the cops. But if they do, they can always cite this case and go, do you remember that case where Sean Charles, blah, 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 and then with the officer, oh, yeah, yeah, they got over. Oh, crap. Right? And they can, now they have to justify everything. So I think that that is to the detriment of society at large when we don't hold people accountable for what they've done. And one more thing, Tesla. Tesla shareholders have approved a $1 trillion pay package for Elon Musk. The richest guy in the world looks like he's about to get richer. And I'll tell you, this is a pretty interesting stuff.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services. the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
No medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipFree. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
By the way, your ratings are up. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's always nice to check. I like to see, even if they're friends, I like to see how are they doing. Are people listening, right?
That's
but
right.
You're doing great.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
CBS News immigration and politics reporter Camila Montoya-Galvez joins us now to fact check some of the claims you may be hearing about this over health care and immigrants in the U.S. Illegally during the shutdown debate. Camila, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to set the table here for our viewers because Republicans say Democrats are trying to hand out health care to people in the U.S. illegally. Let's just quickly listen to Arizona's Democratic Senator, that's Ruben Gallego, pushing back on that claim last night.
I don't know what the f*** they're talking about. To be honest, I apologize for swearing. If there's a small population of people that they somehow think are undeserving of some of these tax credits, then come and talk to us. But right now, they're focusing on something that is not real, that doesn't exist, that none of us are actually demanding.
So it's causing...
Let him finish.
...reality here.
Sure, Earl. So before the one big...
All right, so that's Senator Ruben Gallego, and he says, I don't know what the Republicans are talking about. It's just a small group. What on earth is going on? And, of course, the media gloms onto that, and they want to make sure that, indeed, what we have here is Trump doing all the bad things. It's Trump's shutdown. It's not Schumer's shutdown. And the blame game ensues. Now, I think we've seen, whether it's, you know, this Senate rule that allows the minority to do what they do, we know what's going on, but yet it's portrayed a certain way in the media. And I want to get the fact check from our friend Jim Agresti from Just Facts to weigh in. Jim, welcome back.
Richie, honored to be on again. Thank you.
My pleasure, sir. And you just heard this clip from CBS News and Senator Ruben Gallego literally saying, I don't know what the F these people are talking about. Break it down for us. Help us understand. What's your assessment of what's happening here?
Sure. So, contrary to the claims of Democrats like Gallego and fact-checkers, I'm not sure who that guy was who I just heard. I don't know him. But anyway, there's other ones who I do know on CNN and PolitiFact who are saying, no, exactly what that guy said. There's no money for illegal immigrants in what the Democrats are demanding. But the fact of the matter is that there are significant amounts of taxpayer-funded health care for illegal immigrants that Democrats are demanding in exchange for reopening the government. Now, let me tell you how they do this here, because it's really conniving. Because what they're doing is they're exploiting a legal term that misleads people to believe that people that they're describing as legal immigrants are, and they're not. So a prime example would be the DACA recipients, or the so-called Dreamers, that Obama, with a stroke of his pen, said, we're not going to deport these people. And by the way, I'm going to make them eligible for Social Security and Medicare. No act of Congress, so much for no kings, right? He just did that with the stroke of a pen. So ultimately, that was just a memo. And Biden canonized it with a regulation in 2022. And when he did that, the attorneys had to be very careful with that regulation, and they wrote right in it, DACA is not a form of lawful status. There's court rulings that say this. There's government documents that say this. It is throughout the law. But unless you take the time to dig beneath what these Democrats and fact-checkers are telling you, you would never know that. So these people are not in the United States legally. They're here because an executive unilaterally gave them a deferred action, parole, but that does not constitute being a legal immigrant. And what the Democrats' bill does is it funnels roughly $200 billion, with a B, to illegal immigrants and other non-citizens over the next 10 years. And there's a point that I think a lot of people are missing. These are mandatory spending programs. So they're giving a number for 10 years. But, Richie, unless another Congress gets in and overturns this, and you see how difficult that is with, you know, the filibuster and whatnot, our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids are going to be paying for this.
That's scary. It really is, which is why oftentimes they'll sunset things so that there's some control on spending. And here it's, we don't want any control. I don't think it takes much of a rocket science to realize, hey, you can't do that, right? You can't run a government that way. So what do you think, why do you think it's getting the gravitas that it's getting? Is it just the unpopularity of the Republican Party, people wanting to bash Trump, or do they have some sinister mastermind campaign that they're running that I'm missing that seems to be working?
I don't know what's going on in people's hearts and minds. I can tell you this. What they're saying is false. It's dead wrong. And the media has a horrible track record. It's routine. When the Republicans say something that's wrong, they rightly correct them. But when the Democrats say something that's wrong, they amplify it. They act as megaphones and mouthpieces for the party. And there are hundreds, dare I say, thousands of examples of this where that's exactly what they do year after year, day after day, month after month. It is a pattern that you just can't miss if you're informed. Now, if you're listening to them, you think, oh, well, you know, the Democrat, the media, they're saying they're right. You have to dig beneath that. You know, when I first looked at this issue, I didn't know what was going on. I spent dozens of hours reading the primary sources, all the things I mentioned, the laws, the regulations, the government reports, the government data, right, to look at where are these numbers coming from. I didn't take anyone's word for it. I dug right back to that primary source. And that's what you have to do, unfortunately, in this day and age with the media, because they do not do their job. They are propaganda mouthpieces, not neutral arbiters of facts.
Yeah. Jim Agresti, president of Just Facts, justfacts.com. Great point. And you're right. We need people that are going to, you know, call it down the middle. People that are the arbiters of truth and accurate reporting, not just people that want to, you know, make a partisan statement. And, you know, this is why I never parade myself as a journalist, because I oftentimes have partisan statements that I want to make. But I will share my thoughts with you. I'll give you my opinions, and I try to be as transparent as possible that, you know, I have biases in certain directions. I'm not trying to report on, you know, breaking news. I'll give you some commentary on breaking news. But yet we have people in the media that are really just parading around as if they are these arbiters of truth that you mentioned. And they're nothing more than propagandists, in my opinion.
You know, Richie, you raise an excellent point, because you are transparent about how you are. We all have our own biases. I'm transparent that Just Facts is mostly staffed by conservatives. We have a conservative board. And we don't hide that fact from everyone, anyone. But at the same point, we do try to call it down the middle. That is our job. That is our mission. But we're transparent like you.
Amen to that. Jim Agresti, stick with me. I'm going to continue talking about this, and I want to add a couple of other things into the hopper. Folks, we're coming right back with Jim Agresti, president of JustFacts.com. And Just Facts, one of the premier think tanks outside of Washington, D.C., run by Jim Agresti. You don't want to miss that. Don't go anywhere. Rich Valdez coming back with Jim Agresti.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at ReadingKia.com.
One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
The best guests, the best opinions. This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Chris, I think that Trump's overreach, his violence, his cruelty, his picking up, huge numbers of people, despite whatever their status is, whatever their immigration status is, that has included U.S. citizens, it's included legal permanent residents, and it has included people who have been here for 15, 20 years, living, contributing in their communities. They have relationships across their communities. They're undocumented, but they have no other crime. And as you know, being undocumented is actually not a crime. Undocumented presence itself is a civil offense. And so I think what people have seen is these mass men coming onto the streets, kidnapping people, deporting people, and it has caused an absolute reaction with the American people who are saying, wait a second, this is not what I asked for. You said that you were going to go after the worst of the worst. That was a phrase that he used. This is not what we're talking about. We actually like immigrants. We like immigration. And we think that there should be ways for people to stay here when they have been living here, pathways for people to come in.
Yeah. This is Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. She says legal immigrants who've been here for 15 or 20 years, they're undocumented. This is not a crime. But Jim Agresti, I'm looking at your website, and you made it real clear the difference between illegal versus criminal. Tell us more.
So Jayapal also claims it's wrong to use the term illegal aliens because undocumented presence in the U.S. is not a criminal offense. So she's correct that just being here as an illegal immigrant is not a crime. However, it is still illegal. Legal dictionaries explain it's wrong to equate illegality with criminality since many illegal acts are not criminal. It's not a crime for me to speed way above the speed limit. Unless you hit a certain level, then it becomes a crime. But it is still illegal.
Right.
Nobody's saying Jim should be able to get away with that. Furthermore, millions of aliens, particularly over these last 4 years under Biden, are only in the U.S. because they illegally crossed the border, which is an imprisonable criminal offense, up to 6 months in prison. Furthermore, the vast bulk of illegal aliens in this country commit tax evasion and or identity fraud, which is a federal felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. And thirdly, the Department of Homeland Security estimated in 2012, so this is under Obama, that there are 1.94 million removable criminal aliens who have been convicted of committing crimes in the United States that are still in the country.
Yep. And many of them are from these countries that were difficult to deport them to, like Venezuela and Cuba and others that said, we're not taking those people, which is why President Trump had to come up with workarounds like sending them to El Salvador or Angola or whatever African countries he's cut these deals with. And you're right. Just because something may not be a crime doesn't mean that it's not unlawful. And I think we get caught up in these games, and you get congresswomen like Pramila Jayapal that are out there being apologists for the people that are here unlawful. And again, I'm not trying to demonize or criminalize them per se. I'm really, my critique is on Congresswoman Jayapal trying to somehow sugarcoat this.
You know, you said something interesting about Obama not returning a lot of these criminal aliens. During his term, somebody requested, it was a congressman, information from the Department of Homeland Security, wanting to know with what he did with all these criminal aliens that the countries that they came from refused to accept them. So he tried to deport them, and then Venezuela said, no, we're not taking them, and Obama said, okay. So there was a court ruling, and still is in place, and there still is one, that says once they serve out the sentence from their crime, you can't detain them as an immigrant if their country won't take them back. You have to get them out or let them free. So what did Obama do? He let them free. So this information request that was responded to by his DHS asked him, of these people you've let free, how many of them have since committed murder? You know what the answer was? 124 of them. Now, we have riots over one murder in this country sometimes, depending on if it's a cop, the race of the person. You had 124 murders because Obama just let these guys through instead of doing, let them stay and let them out instead of doing what Trump did and playing hardball with these nations and saying, you either take them back or I'm going to put tariffs or I'll ship them somewhere else.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Now, Jim, I want to switch gears to some of our callers, because some of our callers want to ask you a question, and I know this is stuff that you've already researched on JustFactsDaily.com. And I want to go to Craig. Craig is in Chicago, Illinois, on WLS. Craig, go right ahead. You're on with Jim Agresti and me, Rich Valdez.
I'm gonna divert from what I called in about, which was the three comments from the White House, and only comment about H.R. 4393, whether your talent is familiar with that.
I don't want to throw him off. I think we're on a particular topic.
Well, it's an immigration.
Stop. You said you wanted to talk about food, gas, and the economy. Is that still the case or no?
I'm not going to talk about that because you're not talking
about it. All right. Have a good night. Take care. All right. Well, Jim Agresti, I thought we had a live one for you, but like usual, they're chumps. So let everybody know how they can get the facts from you guys.
Sure. So the specific research I'm talking about tonight is located on our website, one of our websites, justfactsdaily.com. So if you want to understand this issue and deeply understand it, you will find links to the sources I quoted, direct quotes from them, so you'll know you're actually dealing in facts. If you want to keep abreast of our work, the best thing you can do is head over to our website or our main website at justfacts.org, input your email. We'll send you one email per week. We won't inundate you. We won't sell your email to anyone else. We will keep it very private. Or you can just check out any of our websites. We've got 3 websites, 8 initiatives. We serve tens of millions of people per year, and we'd love to serve you as well.
Outstanding. Jim Agresti, Just Facts. If you want to go to the daily version, go to justfactsdaily.com, and he's got some great stuff. And it's a shame the caller didn't want to go through with what he had to say, because Jim's got some really good research on this from just less than a month ago, energy prices during the Trump administration versus the Biden administration, and definitely worth a read on food prices, gas prices, etc. Jim Agresti, you're a gentleman, a scholar, and a patriot. Godspeed to you, sir.
Richie V, appreciate you. Thank you.
God bless, brother. And amigos, your thoughts, your calls, your opinions are coming up right now. We continue. Nancy Pelosi has said that she is not coming back to Congress. She's not running for office again. Gil from Manila, Philippines, is in the United States streaming the show from San Antonio, Texas tonight. And he's got a song for Nancy Pelosi. Gil, go right ahead.
Yes, it goes like this. Pack up all your care and woe for a one-way flight to SFO. Bye, bye, Nancy. Hordes of homeless wait you there, crying out, it's just not fair. Bye, bye, Nancy. But irate voters are living off the state dole, shoved you feet first into an open manhole. You gotta pull her out with all due haste. She's shoulder deep in human waste. Nancy, bye-bye.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Gil in Manila, Philippines. That was a masterpiece. I don't know how you come up with these things as quickly as you do, but you obviously have a gift. Gil, thanks for the call, brother. Thanks for tuning in. I hope things are going well. You sound terrific, by the way. And amigos, we come back. We have jam-packed phone lines. We got, let's see, Arizona, Ohio, Virginia, Idaho, and so much more. 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Oil investments involve a high degree of uncertainty and are only suitable for accredited investors. Actual results may vary.
Drill, baby, drill. President Trump has declared a national energy emergency and is making the U.S. oil industry a priority with support for our hardworking oil and gas industry. If you are an SEC-accredited investor and qualified to make at least a $100,000 investment, you can deduct nearly 100% of your investment for this tax year. Call 800-544-1221 now and connect directly to Encore Encore Energy. Encore is a major investor and experienced horizontal well operator in its core area of operations. Don't wait. The clock is ticking and time is running out for this write-off for 2025. Call Encore Energy now at 800-544-1221 and find out how your investment will be tax deductible for 2025 with the potential for lucrative cash flow for years to come. Call 800-544-1221. That's 800-544-1221.
The NFL International Games return with the debut in Berlin. Yeah, and on NFL Network, our stars come out in the morning.
About to be a movie.
Bijan Robinson and the Falcons are ready to run wild.
Touchdown, Atlanta.
But Daniel Jones and the Colts are looking to build on their hot start.
Fireworks in the fourth quarter.
It's Sunday morning football. Snooze off. Game on. Falcons. Colts. Sunday, November 9th at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. Only on NFL Network.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Spooky gimmick. Death Clock takes life seriously. It uses AI and scientific data to make an estimation of the date of your final curtain. Not to be morbid, but to live better and longer. The app asks basic questions, your age, blood pressure, glucose levels, how often you go to the doctor, how often you're around close friends, alcohol consumption, and exercise. And your answers are compared to surveys and lifespans of 53 million others who've answered similar questions in health and scientific studies.
So there you have what's going on right here. And this is pretty interesting, this death app, right? I for one, I'm thinking, this is pretty crazy. I would not mess around with this thing. But you've got people that are all about it. So I want to know. I want to know what you guys think about this. Of course, everything else we're talking about tonight. Let's hit the phones. Let's see. Here we go. We're going to go to Canton, Ohio, WNIR. Debbie, go right ahead. You're on with Rich Valdez.
Hi, Rich. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah. Oh. Amen. I was listening to your thing about the death clock,
yeah.
And I'm sorry, it made me laugh so hard I had to call you. I thought to myself, it's an app, right? Which I don't do any of that stuff really at all, but mm-hmm. I thought if I would, if I would dare to venture into that, you would be talking to a ghost right now, because I've done everything wrong, pretty much, I'm sure.
You and me both.
So, yeah, right. So I think it's kind of a scam, is what I'm going to say, but that's okay, you know, if people want to do it.
I'm happier to think it's a scam and it's a novelty. My fear is that there's some truth to it, and I do it, and it says, this date, this year, and then I'm freaking out about it. Debbie in Canton, Ohio, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Let's continue. Let's go to Bill. Bill's in Williamsburg, Virginia, WNIS, Williamsburg, Virginia. Bill, go right ahead.
All the way from Williamsburg. How you doing, Rich?
Wonderful. Thank you. What's on your mind this evening?
I wonder if that clock does cats. Cats have 9 lives. I wonder if it tells them each death of each life. I wonder if it can do that. Hey, you know, they say machines aren't to get us, but when a machine tells you when you're going to die, you know, I think if it told me when I was going to die, I'd take the machine test about 5 minutes later after hearing when I'm going to die, and I would be having a shorter life expectancy after hearing and feeling the stress of when I'm going to die from the machine telling me 5 minutes before. So right. Maybe it would have said, oh, you're going to live for 20 years, and then it'd say, you get it 5 minutes later, you're not, you're worried about that. They'll say, well, you got stress now, you got diseases come from stress. So who says these machines are not to get us, huh? So then you're right. Like, oh boy, 10 years to go is all I have now. 5 minutes later, it says I only have 10 years to go now.
That's sorry? My fear is that I don't want to know. I want it to be a surprise because the minute you let me know, it'll mess me up. Whether I think it's true or not, it's going to be in the back of my head and thinking, oh, I got this date. I got to mess with this date. Even if the date is fake, it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy and it'll just mess up my head completely. So yeah, I agree with you. Thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate it. Great weekend to you. And I want to continue. Open phones across America. Where do we go? We're going to go to Arizona and check in with my buddy Paul. Paul is calling us from Globe, Arizona, streaming the show tonight out of Nebraska, KRVN. Go right ahead.
Hey, I would like to add some clarity to this discussion. When soft steel meets hard steel wins. We have allowed our standards to lower for the last 70 years. We used to be a country that taught Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, Epictetus, Alexander the Great, and the other great Stoics, and they were people that didn't have all this technology, so they were not distracted. They had time to sit and think deeply about what is really going on. Rome lasted for 1,000 years. Think about that. 1,000 years. It took 400 years for Rome to fall. There are a lot of lessons in going back to basics, recalibrating before we go forward. And there's a lot of nonsense going on in this country, in the educational system, and in every institution because we have allowed our standards to slip. Our standards of dress, our standards of speaking, our standards of thinking. We don't walk like Americans. We don't talk like Americans. We don't act like Americans. Back in the day, a man's handshake was all you needed. You didn't need 15 lawyers to draw up contracts that will be violated. A man's word was his bond. The golden rule was in effect. We have gone so far off the track, and this thing that happened in New York is the canary in the cage that is showing us that we are in deep trouble if we don't get back to our basics and get
Listen,
some standards.
Paul, I think again. You're spot on here. This is a good warning, I think, to all of us that we need to pay attention. And you're right. I think we need to learn more about the classics, the stuff you're talking about, Plato, Aristotle, fantastic. I think also those who were informed by the Enlightenment, those from the Enlightenment, these are things everybody should read. You know, there's no point in reading the Constitution if you can't really exegete it back to why do they think the way they did? What informed this stuff? Should we be looking at the Magna Carta? Where'd they get that from? What informed those ideas? And who are the thinkers of that era? Without that stuff, I think we're really only seeing a portion of the picture, and it's hard to fill in the blanks. So I'm with you, right? There's a lot of Platonic thought, Aristotelian thought, all sorts of things that I think we as a people need to have under our belt, whether we agree with it or not, is irrelevant. It's just basic, I think, philosophical underpinnings that we just should have at our disposal. So, great point. I totally agree with you. Paul in Globe, Arizona, streaming the show tonight out of Nebraska, KRVN. Shout out to you guys. And amigos, we're coming right back. Your thoughts, your calls, your reaction, and so much more. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously. for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax, I like it too. Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Game day isn't complete without repping your team. Whether you're in the stands, at home, or tailgating with friends, NFLShop.com has the gear every fan needs. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, and sideline styles straight from the pros to you. Fresh arrivals drop all season long, so you'll always stay game day ready. Fan like a pro and shop now at NFLShop.com.
Amigos, welcome back. It's Rich Valdez. I want to go to my buddy Pat in Sedona, Arizona, streaming the show tonight from KFNX. And Pat, what's on your mind?
Hey, Rich. You know, I was just thinking, I was just listening to those little captions you have from Dr. Oz and that senator gentleman talking about the health care for the illegal aliens. Now, I mean, you know, you think about healthcare, and now you think about SNAP. I mean, these are things that are happening to American citizens. I'm one of those American citizens that has no insurance. I haven't had insurance for about 7 years. And I'll tell you what it is. My insurance costs like $19,000 for nothing. Because I am a cancer survivor. Of course, they were supposed not to do anything against you because you have previous existing thing, but no, they didn't. The insurance companies, they got their money, and they're still getting their money. And I've heard families of four spending $40,000 on insurance that they're not going to use. And I think it's ridiculous that we're paying for these people. Okay, I know. I mean, I've got a good heart, but you know what? They could stand and fight in their country to change things there if they don't like things there. And, of course, there's going to be a lot of them that are going to be killed, right? But the same thing happened to our forefathers, right? They stood and they fought.
You have to stand and fight, Pat. I agree with you. You have to put Americans first. It's not about shunning the others. It's really about putting Americans first. And right now, that's all they're trying to do, and to open the government. Pat, thanks for the call. Amigos, we continue your thoughts, calls, and reactions straight ahead. I'm Rich Valdez.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168. 530-262-2168. Or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. As the federal government shutdown drags on, millions more Americans are today being impacted as airlines are canceling many flights nationwide due to staffing issues. That's on top of countless others struggling to find food stamps and other programs with no end in sight there. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the mayoral election in New York City this week is having a negative impact on efforts in Washington to end the shutdown.
Mondani is the new leader of the Democrat Party. And frankly, he is the reason that we're in a prolonged federal government shutdown. Because the Democrats who run the House and the Senate, the two top-ranked Democrats on Capitol Hill, are also from New York. And they're terrified that they're going to get a challenge from a Mondani disciple. So this is the direction that the party is headed. They're going full Marxist and socialist. It is a dangerous turn, but they show no signs of letting up on that. And meanwhile, we're trying to apply common sense and govern for the people.
Speaker Johnson's entire This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. As the shutdown drags on, President Trump continues to pressure Senate Republicans to eliminate the filibuster. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
With the Senate unable to reach the 60 votes needed to end the government shutdown, the president said it's time to change the rules.
The way to do it for the Republicans is to terminate the filibuster. They call it the nuclear option.
Despite the presidential pressure, most GOP senators do not support ending the filibuster because it gives them leverage whenever Democrats have the majority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Scientist James Watson, who shared a Nobel Prize for helping discover the double helix shape of the DNA molecule, has died. He was 97. His death was announced by his former research lab. Watson also helped guide efforts to map the human genome. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Grovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 46% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance.
The latest figures include 32% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing and 43% who strongly disapprove.
This gives him a presidential approval index rating of negative 11. President Trump's net approval rating is still about 5 points higher than it was on day 291 of his first term. The prolonged federal shutdown has severely disrupted access to food assistance for millions of Americans. The administration argued it lacked the resources to continue full funding of the program and warned that payments could stop entirely if Congress failed to pass new spending legislation. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Stock indexes wound up mixed on Wall Street Friday. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial rose 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. Quarterly reports from U.S. companies were a key focus. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. As the shutdown drags on, President Trump continues to pressure Senate Republicans to eliminate the filibuster. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
With the Senate unable to reach the 60 votes needed to end the government shutdown, the president said it's time to change the rules.
The way to do it for the Republicans is to terminate the filibuster. They call it the nuclear option.
Despite the presidential pressure, most GOP senators do not support ending the filibuster because it gives them leverage whenever Democrats have the majority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The NCAA has revoked the eligibility of six men's college basketball players for allegations of sports betting in three separate cases at New Orleans, Mississippi Valley State, and Arizona State. The NCAA Committee on Infractions released findings Friday from an investigation that concluded the players manipulated their performances to lose games. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor, reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Live from the city that never sleeps, 17 miles from Madison Square Garden, New York City, it's America at Night with Rich Valdez. America's favorite late-night talk program, featuring interesting guests from around the world and calls from across America. And now, here is your host, Rich Valdez.
Hi there, good evening, and what's up, America? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Your liberty-loving Latino amigo, happy to be here with you this Friday. It's a blessing to be on this microphone, 7 minutes past the top of the hour. And if you want to join us on our late-night national town hall conversation, call me right now, 833-482-5337, 833-4-Valdez. What a week, right? What a week. I honestly grew up listening to a lot of oldies. My mom loved the oldies station. And, there's that song. I don't know who sings it. I probably should know these things. If Count Dalacula was here, he would be able to tell us. He knew all these songs. But that song. Oh, what a night, late December, back in 63. Now, obviously, they're talking about, you know, 63. I'm talking about, oh, what a night, this week, what election night. Man, just, you know, plenty to go around. Plenty of that can of whoop-ass, right? And so I'm saying, you know, it's they were all expected to lose. These are all blue states. And there's truth to that, right? New York is blue. New Jersey's blue. Virginia, I think, is purple, right? Literally, Glenn Youngkin is still the governor there. But all that being said, I think we, at least, you know me, I'd spoken with very credible pollsters that said, look, Jack Chitterelli has a solid chance in New Jersey. So I think there was, you know, some degree of expectation for better coming out of New Jersey. And honestly, me, and I, you know, I'll be the first one to say I was too close to this, and I did not. I kept saying my prediction was you will be surprised by Curtis Sliwa, and I think many people were surprised, but it wasn't an overperformance of his previous election. It was an underperformance. And I didn't see that coming. I honestly didn't. I still don't figure out how you take somebody that did close to, you know, 2021, 28%. Then you've got Trump that runs in 2024. He gets 30%. So to me, it makes sense. If you're building momentum, you go forward, right? Something above 30%. But that wasn't the case. Now, of course, the spoiler candidate, Andrew Cuomo, who came in as an independent at the very last minute, Johnny Come Lately, to be a third wheel, to be a Ross Perot, ruined things in many ways. And then had the support of pretty much everybody who's ever earned $1 billion on this planet, helped him out. Got it. Understood. I'm taking my lumps. I took the L here. I lost. He lost. Many of us lost. New York lost. But still, the numbers just didn't make sense to me. So, you know, I've got to take my lumps on that one and just say I got it wrong. You know, I just didn't think that Mr. Mamdani was that popular. So it puts things in perspective, right? It wasn't like he beat him by a handful of points. It was a significant margin, more than I expected. So anyway, I say all that to say we're in a unique place, right? President Trump's kicking butt. Taking names, he's doing the right thing, whether it's world peace, whether it's trying to bring costs down, which, you know, I talk to people, all sorts of people, people that like Trump, people that don't like Trump. They're all saying, I'm not seeing any difference. I drive a big old truck, right? I have a big SUV. So I tend to notice when gas prices drop because, you know, I use Super, and Super is real expensive. So when you go and you spend that much less, you go, oh, did you mess up and put regular? No, I put Super. Oh, okay, then. Then that means things went down a little bit. And gas prices definitely went down. You also have the cost of Thanksgiving dinners going down, right? And I think that's a big thing. Trump was in the Oval Office yesterday. And he was talking about how Thanksgiving dinner is down 25%. Listen to this.
So Walmart, to me, you know, it's AAA, came out that nobody's going to influence them. I don't know them. But they just came out with a very powerful statement. They've done it for many years, that under the Biden administration, Thanksgiving meal, a Thanksgiving meal with all the trimmings, costs 25% more. In other words, our Thanksgiving this year coming up will cost 25% less than sleepy Joe Biden's. Now, to me, that's better than anything there is. That's better than a poll. That's, I mean, they've got everything included, from the trimmings and from the turkey and from everything, a lot of different items. It's 25% less this year than it was last year when he was so-called in charge. He was in charge. The people around the desk were in charge. The auto pen was in charge. That is a big factor. And I was angry last night with the Republicans. I said, you don't talk about this stuff.
Nobody talks about it.
So President Trump taking exception there with the Republicans, saying they're not doing their part in messaging on affordability. And I have to say, I do see things, right? In my home, I have one daughter that's moved out of the house, went to college, and has moved near the college she graduated from, and one daughter that still lives with me. And my little one doesn't do a whole lot of shopping, right? I do the shopping. And, you know, the other day she said something, she's like, I don't see things getting any cheaper. And it wasn't a political debate. It was just like she was making a general statement that, you know, she's not spending less money. She feels like she's spending more. And that's because she's getting older and she just has more expenses. But I was making that case to not only her, to her, but to my good friend, Ruben the Cuban, right? We all know Ruben the Cuban. He went from La Habana, Cuba, to Key West, Florida, on a jet ski when he came to this country. Today he's a U.S. citizen and loves the American dream, despite not being a big fan of El Trumpito. And this is usually what he and I debate when he comes by. And he always starts with, I don't know, I thought, you know, I trusted Trump on the economy. I was this close to voting for him. Thank God I didn't. I ended up pulling the trigger for Harris. He's real condescending. And he says, and, you know, I'm glad I didn't because, you know, he's not doing anything. He's not moving the needle at all on the economy. And I say, come on, what do you mean he's not moving the needle at all? And then I have to get into my argument here and tell him, you know, listen, you're driving a Jeep Cherokee. My car's, you know, about half times bigger than yours. I use a ton of gas. You know, hit the gas on my car. It's like, blah, 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 you know, you lose a quarter tank. And so I purchase gas frequently. I don't mind. I like the power. I like the size. But the point I'm making is he was making the case that things are not changing. And I'm saying, no, but they are. Right? When I'm going to buy food, they are. Now, beef prices are high. And I think that was really the argument we were having because we had a little cookout over the summer. And we were buying some red meat. And he was saying, huh, yeah, look at that. He's like, do you know how much this was last summer? And blah, blah, blah. And, you know, trying to, you know, take a dig at my guy, El Trumpito. But lo and behold, Trump and Caroline Leavitt, they're both right, right? Making the case that the media really just kind of ignores everything that's going on. Any type of positive news that comes out of the White House gets ignored. And this is something I think we need to focus on. Now, I got to take a pause, but I want you to, before I leave, I want you to hear what Caroline Leavitt had to say. She was with President Trump.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Uh-oh.
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor, I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
This statement is not evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
We ask a lot of our liver, so give it the support it deserves with an easy daily detox from Active Liver. Made with natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke, Active Liver helps cleanse and protect your liver so you feel less bloated and more energized. Find Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com. Or pick it up today at CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. When your liver is happy, your body is happy. Enjoy life to the fullest with Active Liver.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife, and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Did he win, by the way?
He won.
They chose a knucklehead, so we're going to pay for it.
What happens if he opens up the government-run grocery stores?
I'm not with it.
Oh, you don't like the government-run grocery stores?
No.
$30 minimum wage. Can you explain how that might affect businesses?
We're going to hell. This will be over.
How are they
going
to make payroll?
It's just about all the policy that he tried to do, increasing the workers and the taxes. Not good.
The minimum wage doesn't help the worker. It just helps the system.
Pay more money, more taxes, prices go up. Overnight, half of them will go out of business.
Well, I'm in a blue state, I'm sorry. But I've been red my whole life. Democrats always ruin, steal, rob, and lie.
Any thoughts on having him for 4 years?
What I can do is just swallow and try to face it, but it's not easy.
We're cooked. We're on the way to becoming a communist state.
City's in trouble. They're in trouble.
Good luck.
That is a clip from the Daily Wire interviewing small business owners all across New York City, getting their reaction to the new Mayor Mamdani elect and his victory this Tuesday evening. And I want to get to the bottom of this with our guest. Our guest is Bruce DeTorres. He is the Director of Communications for the American Small Business League. And we're about to talk about what Mamdani's win means for small businesses in New York City. Bruce, welcome.
Rich, thank you. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank God. It's a Friday night. Get to let my hair down. I don't even have hair and I let it down. So, not too bad.
No.
You heard that clip that played, and I agree with them, right? I think that, you know, I've had a small business in the past. I had a couple. And if someone were to impose on me what I'm allowed to pay people, and I don't mean minimum wage because back then it was, you know, peanuts, but if somebody were to say, hey, your new minimum wage is $30, I would say, shoot, I'm not paying myself $30 an hour in my business. You know, it was still relatively new at the time. And it could be a game changer, literally make or break the idea or existence of my business. So talk to us about, you know, what the Small Business League, the American Small Business League, makes of all of this.
Thank you. First, I'll lay a quick foundation, which is the fact that we are a small business nation. 99.9% of all businesses in America, Rich, are small businesses. And tragically, we focus on what the federal government, how the federal government neglects small businesses. Now, I'm a native New Yorker. I live in California now, but my parents were born and raised in Manhattan. I lived in Manhattan as a young man, a childhood in New Jersey, and then I was a young adult in Manhattan for many, many years. And the scary thing about Mamdani is whether he does what he says he's going to do, it's almost inconceivable about how it's going to work, how small businesses will survive. And if he doesn't do what he says he's going to, what he promised to do, what the heck is he going to do? And that to me is the bigger unknown, because I think he's a plant. I think he's a stooge. I think he's a shill. I think he's a phony. Based on primarily the research of Naomi Wolf, best-selling author, people should check her out. She really has exposed that this guy is not an American, and worse, he seems to have attracted the money for this campaign from either unknown sources or sources that clearly have, you know, the agenda to continue to take New York City and then New York State further and further off the rails of doing anything that invites hardworking small business owners to thrive in more freedom. New York City and New York State, like California, is probably the most overregulated, overtaxed, overcontrolled, over-socialized, over-experimented areas or communities or cities that we have in the country. So it's a horrible, horrible economic and social experiment.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. And again, this idea of a $30 minimum wage sounds great for people that, you know, are making 15 or whatever it is. But it makes me think, and you know, if I had to hire somebody and I was paying a 15, 16, 17, and they tell me, hey, tomorrow it's 30, I'm guessing I'm cutting half of my staff, no?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's consistent with what I've seen for decades, which is the attack on small businesses. You know, 5 years ago, in the name of COVID, small businesses were commanded to be shut completely unconstitutionally, and I think one third of small businesses went out of business. We're still trying to climb out of that wreckage, and the big businesses were incentivized with much of the, you know, care money or the help relief money that flowed. It flowed to the big businesses. And when we remember, and more of us are going to get more aware of this every day, the oceans of money being invested in the development of AI, it's going to really, really squeeze small businesses out of existence. Now, we're going to hang in there, because there's 36 million of them, and like I say, they are 99% of all businesses in America, but it's just going to get harder and harder. And Mamdani is going to run, if he does $30 minimum wage, a brutal experiment that's just, it's going to, there's no way small businesses can survive if they have to do that.
Amigos, we're on with Bruce De Torres. He is the Director of Communications at the American Small Business League, and we're talking about the repercussions of a Mamdani administration and him actually doing what he says he's going to do. I also want to get your take on the Big Beautiful Bill and what the Big Beautiful Bill means for small business owners. This, to me, seems way more promising than anything Mamdani is talking about, so we're going to do that straight ahead, plus your calls. I see we have calls from Tampa, Florida, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Arcadia, Florida, Charleston, South Carolina, and more that are coming in as I speak. Here's the number, 833-482-5337, 833-4-VALDEZ is the number if you want to tune in and chime in and get your opinions out there. And otherwise, keep it locked right here because we're coming right back with Bruce DeTorres from the American Small Business League. Don't go anywhere. I'm Rich Valdez.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Financial Group.
Rich, I'm honored, man, to be able to have a voice on your platform. There's probably 140,000 federal inmates that listen to you at night.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
I'm running for governor to make New York affordable and safe. We have seen decades of single-party rule led by Democrats, and Kathy Hochul is the worst governor in America. New York is the most unaffordable state in the nation, with the highest taxes, the highest energy bills, the highest utility bills. We also have a crime crisis because Kathy Hochul has brought us failed bail reform and has embraced the defund the police Democrats. And after this week, Ainsley, when we saw a raging anti-Semite, pro-Hamas communist who wants to raise taxes, and frankly, he barely won the majority of New York City voters. Kathy Hochul endorsed him and bent the knee. She has failed New Yorkers. So this is a broad coalition of Republicans, Independents, and Democrats who know that enough is enough. We need common sense leadership to make New York affordable and safe again.
That is Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, Republican Conference Chair, Congresswoman from New York, on Fox and Friends this morning, announcing that she's running for mayor to make New York State more affordable and safe. And obviously people want to stop the trend that we just saw in New York City. And what better time to do that than right now, as we're seeing what's going on coming out of New York City and the policies there. I want to bring it back to our guest, Bruce DeTorres. He is with the American Small Business League. And Bruce, we're talking about the big impact that the Big Beautiful Bill is having on small businesses. Tell us more.
Well, I see something great in the bill, which is that qualified business income deduction being made permanent. That's going to affect, you know, 95%, essentially all small businesses, and that's a great thing. There are some surveys that are showing increased optimism. There's unfortunately a lot of experts that I respect who are saying the real economy is really dreadful for the average person. So you mentioned, you know, big impact of the bill. You know, extending that deduction is very, very big. I'm very, very happy about that. But in terms of many other indicators about the real economy and the cost of living and all in the whole context of things, it's not the giant help that I think it's being sold as.
Specifically how?
Well, it's funny, preparing for this conversation, Rich, I enjoyed watching the Brownstone Institute's recent conference called The Great Transition, because I saw that Edward Dowd was going to be speaking, and he is a former BlackRock portfolio manager, and anyway, they've been forecasting a deep recession for this year. Now it looks like it's going to happen in 26. But to conditions right now for small businesses, there's great uncertainty still because of the tariff fluctuations this year. And optimists are saying, you know, in a year or two or five or six or whatever, maybe 10, that's when reshoring and reindustrialization and resurgence in manufacturing could really bring a great bunch of benefits from the tariffs. So again, you know, when it comes to, there's still great cautiousness in activity. There's some increasing investments as a result of the provisions of the Big Beautiful Bill, but in the whole context of things, there's tremendous caution still in business activity at the small business level.
What types of cautions would you say? I don't see anything you're talking about. I see small businesses that are being robust. I scratched one of my rims the other day, and I saw a girl who was 20-something years old, just started a rim business, and she's doing fantastic. She's making money hand over fist, doing powder coating. And these are things I'd not seen before, this type of small business innovation, you know, locally in my area. So what are some of the things that you're seeing that obviously I'm not?
Well, again, we're seeing the reports of the concerns about the costs of
gas in your car?
That are dependent on the,
because I have an 8-cylinder car, 6.2-liter engine, and I'm saving close to $20 a fill up when I put gas in my car. And I know that if I drove for a living, if I drove a truck for a living, if I were buying restaurant equipment, if I were buying food that gets delivered on a truck, those costs have to be going down because they're going down for me. Why wouldn't it go down for anybody else?
I'm seeing a lot of reports of concern, you know, of withholding new expenses because of the unreliability of the price of things because of the tariff fluctuations.
Yeah.
So
sounds like propaganda to me, Bruce, honestly. I honestly don't see any of that. I do see things spurring. I see people opening businesses. I see people that are being a little gun shy, honestly, when it comes to buying a home, when it comes to, you know, they were waiting for lower interest rates and stuff like that. That I do see a little skittishness. But in that area, I can't say that I agree. But let everybody know if they want to see the data that you guys have, where do they go to check out the American Small Business League?
Well, we are ASBL.com, and our focus is on the federal contracts that should be going to small businesses but go to big businesses instead. I would love people to go there to see, you know, the harm that that does to the middle class economy and small businesses. It's a ripoff of epic proportions. To see what's scary about the economy right now and the fears that small businesses have, I would go to Rumble or YouTube and punch in the Great Transition, which is the conference from the Brownstone Institute, just this last weekend, like October 31st to November 2nd or something like that.
Well,
and watch, it's got Ed Dowd, it's got Aaron Day, it's got Jeff Tucker of the Brownstone Institute. And Rich, unfortunately, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but...
I'm not very familiar with these guys. Go ahead, quickly.
I'd love to, you know, come back and share more about it because it's very...
Nobody loves talking to people that bring bad news as much as me. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Godspeed to you. Amigos, we continue our conversation with you all. The American people is what Bruce de Torres is selling here, as true as he's making it sound. I say absolutely not. What do you say in Florida, Pennsylvania, and the rest of the country? 833-4-VALDEZ.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez. Call now, 833-4-VALDEZ. That's 833-482-5337. 833-4-VALDEZ. That's Valdez with an S.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You have given us the voice of hope. You give us hope, and we thank you so much for that. You make things seem brighter.
America at Night with Rich Valdez.
You brought up the Walmart Thanksgiving meal,
yeah.
And it is cheaper, but it also contains less.
Well, I haven't heard that. You're telling me. Who are you with? Who are you with?
I'm an NBC News, sir.
Fake news. NBC. You're fake news. What a. NBC's gone down the tubes along with most of the rest of them.
Why do you think there's such a disconnect between the economy that you're describing today and the way many Americans say feeling and are concerned?
Well, they feel better about our country right now, other than the shutdown, obviously, which is caused by the Democrats, could be ended by the Democrats in 2 minutes. They feel much better. We have more jobs. We just set a record on jobs. You do know that. We have more investment in our country than any country in history. We're over $18 trillion as of this moment, and we're going to be maybe a $20 or $21 trillion by the time I finish up my first year. And there's been no country, China, no country in the world that's done anywhere even close to that number. Your friend Biden, as an example, in 4 years was less than a trillion. We'll be at $21 trillion in 1 year. So there's no country that was even close to that, and our country was a laughing stock all over the world. We have more jobs, we have more potential than any other country, and frankly, we're the hottest country right now.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. The pace, whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic, wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf. These cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Number one in cash purchases, like I did 2 years ago. No crime. I mean, we're doing good. Businesses moving to Florida and Texas. So
yeah. I see that on a regular basis. But before you go on, I just want to say the reason I have trouble swallowing this stuff is because I have two kids, right? And, my oldest daughter, she's in Virginia and, she was in Florida living with her mom. Was having, in Central Florida, she had a job, but she didn't have a job in her field, wasn't doing what she wanted to do. Said, you know what, let me relocate, let me go to Virginia, near where she went to school, and very quickly, found a job doing what she likes, and then found another one that just fell in her lap, and she said, you know, I'm gonna take that one too, and she didn't need to take the second job, but she did take it because it was something of a passion project for her. And I'm happy to see that there are enough jobs going around for people to take a second job if they want one. Not necessarily that she needs one, if you get what I mean. Because that's the Democrats quickly will say, well, you know, people wouldn't need two jobs if they could make enough money. That's not the reason. It's because of she likes to be a seamstress, and she wanted to do work in that field. But as a passion project. The other thing is, my other daughter's 20. She just turned 20 at the end of September and just got a raise. She's making a really good amount of money. This was a part-time job, but they told her, hey, listen, we're making so much money here. We're so busy at this place in the mall that we need you to not only can you put in full-time hours, they asked her if she could do overtime. And she's done a ton of overtime. So, and she's a college student, right? So she did as much as she could do without messing up her college schedule. So I'm just looking at the world through my eyes. I'm spending less money when I go to fill up my tank. I'm spending less money when I go to buy groceries. My daughters are making more money than they were before. So to me, I see things doing well. I track these condos in Florida because I want to buy a place in Brickell. The prices are going down. I'm waiting for them to hit a particular number that I have in mind so I can, you know, make my move. So to me, I just don't see it. And the AI stuff, I hear that. But if you look at the jobs numbers, the most recent ones that are adjusted and everything, they look like they're on the up and up as well, Eduardo.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah. I think we're going to be fine. I think in the new year, I'd like to see the president and Mike Johnson and John Thune sit down and have real good legislative bills coming up leading up to the midterms. I think that would be a great meeting to have.
Yeah, no question. We have to have that because we're in a tough spot. Anyway, I know you wanted to make a comment about something else. What's on your mind?
Yeah, real quickly. Congress gave the green light on Venezuela, 51-49. There was a vote Thursday. And the Supreme Court, Ms. Jackson, put a temporary stop on the SNAP. They're going to be waiting on appeals to make a more better ruling. So, yeah. So I think those are two great victories going into the weekend.
Yeah, they are. And I'm hoping to see how that stuff materializes this coming week. Eduardo in Tampa, Florida, streaming the show out of WLS. Shout out to everybody in Chicago, Illinois. Thanks, brother. And amigos, the rest of your calls are coming up. I see more coming in. I'm going to try and get to everybody. Don't go anywhere.
This is America at Night with Rich Valdez.
Whoa, more fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
And I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Paid for by term provider. Premiums will vary. Plans depend on age, location, and other factors. Visit BigBlue.com.
Need life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, even porky, or with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of life insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. For affordable term life insurance, call term provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. 800-555-1509.
All right, amigos, Rich Valdez keeping you company this Friday night, and we continue with Open Phone America, 833-4-VALDEZ. And I want to go to Al, calling us from Arcadia, Florida, W-E-N-G. Al, go right ahead.
Rich, man, it's good to talk to you again, dude.
Thank
so
you.
I want to talk about the sandwich guy, man. So this guy, he wastes sandwiches. I'm a big guy. I eat every sandwich. And I got this story. It's Warren Zevon. He's an old rock and roll guy. He did this song, Where Was the London? But he was on David Letterman for the last time. And he says, you know, David, I got terminal cancer, you know. And David Letterman's like, this is terrible, Warren, you know. Like, and they talk for a while. And finally, David asks him, he says, we got any good advice for us? And Warren thinks about it for a second. And he says, enjoy every sandwich. And I've tried to do that my whole life.
Listen, brother, I love a good sandwich. You put me in a spot where, like, let's just say, right, my studio's downtown, World Trade Center. So there's not a ton of great sandwich places down there. But whenever I go to Midtown and I can go by Carnegie Deli or one of these great places, man, I go in. Either I'm having the pastrami or I get, you know, the best sandwich I can get, because there's nothing like a really good sandwich. And, of course, I don't need the carbs, but, man, when you talk about a good sandwich, who doesn't love a good sandwich? Al, thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. Let us continue. John, Vero Beach, Florida, WTTB. John, go right ahead.
Yes. Hi, Rich. How you doing?
Good. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I'm doing just fine. I'm still vertical. And,
amen. That's, my dad always used to tell me, every day above ground is a good day. So I'm with it.
Yeah, I tell my VA doctors, just keep me as far as you can above the dog poopy and the grass and the fertilizer.
That's it. And what's on your mind
anyway,
tonight, brother?
Yeah, about this app or whatever it is, or Snap, or, you know, this new stuff with regards to predicting somehow or another when a person's going to die kind of thing. I think it's some kind of a trick to gather data on people and or... actually, I have to say that my belief in God tells me that only God can knows the date of your demise. That's it.
Yeah, listen, 100% right. That is the fact right there. I think the app is a scam. Nobody really knows what's coming, when it's coming, how it's coming, where it's coming. So you nailed it, John. Hope everything is well in Vero Beach. Shout out to my friend Margie. She's out in Vero Beach as well. WTTB. Let us continue. Where do we go? We're going to Brody. Brody's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on KDKA. Brody, quickly, go right ahead.
Snoochie Boochies. Quickly, I just wanted to say, shame on New York City. I can't stand this Mandani. Okay, mm-hmm. Shame on you for getting him in there. Number two, did you hear, if you could talk about maybe after the break, about Shapiro going crazy about J.D. Vance. I'll be listening about that if you want to talk about it after the break.
Yeah, I'll have to look into it. Brody, thank you for that. I haven't seen it yet, so I've got to get up to speed on it. Personally, it's been a crazy week. But thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Now, I will definitely weigh in on that on Monday for sure. Let's see. Let's keep it moving. Ohio, W-H-I-Z, Paul in Zanesville. Go for it, brother.
Hey, Rich, you know, I'm going to make a little contrast here. I think that's the right word. I don't want to know when I'm, you know, going to be going out of this world or when an AI says I'm going to be going out of this world. I didn't know when I was coming in, but now I know just because people tell me when I was born, but there's only one person that knows when I'm going to go out. But look, when you had the two cases there, what we're talking about, the two segments of about dying and, you know, wanting to know when, and then the lady getting shot. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you just never know, Rich. You could get hit by a bus tomorrow. You just don't know.
Right.
I'm not making it funny or nothing, but, man, That is a scam. And
no, you're right, brother. Let me tell you, and not to get too serious, it is Friday, and I like to keep it kind of light, but Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, was speaking, I think it was at the Fox Patriot Awards, and she made some comments about how, you know, she urged him to be more careful, and he said, look, they're going to get me, they're going to get me. You know, when it's my time to go, it's my time to go. And, you know, I think that there's just truth in that. And just think of how, what a relief it is to live your life that way. You know, you're not worrying about the end, you're worried about the now. Sounds like fun to me. Paul in Zanesville, thanks for the call. Jerome in Charleston says Trump is a murderer. Oh, come on, because we're killing drug dealers? Forget about it. Joe in Salem, thanks for the call. I'm out of time. Amigos, hasta la próxima. Take care, good night, and God bless you, America. I'm Rich Valdez.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court has granted the Trump administration's emergency appeal to temporarily block a court order to fully fund SNAP food aid payments. Amid the government shutdown, a judge had given the administration until Friday to make the payments through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but the administration asked an appeals court to suspend any court orders requiring it to spend more money than is available in a contingency fund. The shutdown continues with no end in sight as Americans are increasingly affected. President Trump says Republicans would be able to pass all their priorities if the Senate does away with a filibuster, which requires a 60-vote minimum.
If the filibuster is terminated, we will have the most productive 3 years in the history of our country. If the filibuster is not terminated, then we will be in a slog with the Democrats, and very little for either party will be done.
The Jewish reaction to the election of New York's first Muslim mayor was swift and strong.
On January 1st, I will be sworn in as the mayor of New York City.
Within hours of Zoran Mamdani's election as New York's first Muslim mayor, there were swift and harsh reactions from his Jewish critics. Notably, the Anti-Defamation League, which combats anti-Semitism, launched an initiative to track policies and personnel appointments of the incoming administration. The ADL said its goal was to protect Jewish residents during what it called a period of unprecedented anti-Semitism in New York City.
Correspondent Walter Ratliff reporting. The shutdown has rattled air travel, most recently with an unprecedented effort from the FAA to cut flights by 10% at airports nationwide, and the disruptions are causing some to hit the road instead or buy a train ticket. That could mean more and more business for car rentals, long-haul buses, and passenger trains like Amtrak. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
The national debt is soaring and the dollar is weakening. Rising deficits and market instability are creating a perfect storm of economic uncertainty. In unpredictable times, more people are turning to physical gold and silver, real tangible assets that have protected wealth for centuries as a way to safeguard their savings and retirement. And now with the Fed preparing another rate cut, precious metals are poised for dramatic gains in the coming weeks. At Advantage Gold, we help you move your IRA or eligible 401k into physical precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free. When you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll receive a free gold guide packed with real-world strategies to help protect your investments. Call 800-741-GOLD or visit AdvantageGold.com. Call 800-741-4653. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-741-GOLD.
As it turns out, Honest Abe went to bat for a black man on his staff.
A job reference letter in 1861 from Abraham Lincoln on behalf of a young black friend provides a glimpse of an extraordinary relationship the two had. Private collector Peter Tuete has donated the letter to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield, Illinois. Lincoln wanted to find a new post for William Johnson because black White House staffers with lighter skin had shunned him. Johnson was later hired at the Treasury Department. Jason Walker reporting.
As the saying went, all roads once lead to Rome, and scientists now say those roads stretched 50% longer than previously known. A new study combines information from historical records with newly available satellite imagery to map all known roads in the ancient Roman Empire. News at townhall.com. An EU maritime group has intervened to thwart suspected Somali pirates who had hijacked a Malta flagged tanker earlier in the week.
The force had found all its 24 mariners safe after an assault that had raised renewed fears about piracy in the region. The seizure of the Hellas Aphrodite, carrying a load of gasoline from India to South Africa, ended as the EU's ESPS Victoria came alongside the vessel. Special forces from the Spanish frigate boarded the tanker and released the 24 crew members who had locked themselves inside a part of the ship. I'm Charles Tuletesma.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement plans to open a national call center to help local and state law enforcement agencies find unaccompanied migrant children. This week, ICE released a federal request for information notice saying it planned to open an around-the-clock call center. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Owners
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Democrat Party is like a gang of armed criminals jumping out of a stolen van to carjack the country. They're not on our side. But I love the story that the Fox News channel have on their online. They got this whole online thing there. Have you seen that? Democrats hold the government hostage. Oh, sure. That's why would they do that? Over subsidies that the American people don't want. And that's okay because, you know, they're arrogant it's a truly amazing group of people, the Democrat Party. Boy, are they not on our side. But the government is shut down again today. And if you're planning on flying today, maybe you should think about driving. I was talking to my best girl about this. I said, if we had a plan to fly to Chicago, I would, to visit my family over the weekend or visit friends, go to Chicago. I honestly think I would consider driving. I think I might really consider driving because of what the Democrats have done to the country. They're not on our side. They're not on your side. They're not on the side of the good guys. They're communists, I think, is the short version. Isn't that amazing? Democrats hold the government, and I think the American people, the country, hostage at gunpoint over subsidies Americans don't want. That's a good headline. And it's true, and even the polls show that we, the American people, don't want to pay another $1.5 trillion to bail out Barack Obama and his awful, poisonous legacy and what he did to healthcare in the United States, the greatest healthcare system in the history of the world. And then the left sunk their pointy teeth into the carotid artery of the greatest healthcare system in the world and started sucking the lifeblood out of it because, boy, they're not on our side. They just want control. They want to control your life and your health and your death and, you know, whether you can live or not, your children, your mother, your wife. They're really not on the side of the good guys. Democrats are holding the government hostage in an extended government shutdown over temporary COVID-era Affordable Care Act subsidies that were meant to make health insurance cheaper or free for millions of Americans during the pandemic. But like most pandemic relics, the cost of these subsidies far outweighs any potential benefits. Rather than forcing an extension of the temporary bumped-up subsidies through the spending bill, policymakers should allow them to expire at the end of the year and focus instead on health care reforms that actually help patients. That's where the Democrats started firebombing the Jewish people because, you know, they don't accept common sense or reality or the truth. These things are anathema to them. They're repugnant, repulsive to them. According to Democrats, including Joe Biden, inflated COVID-era ACA numbers were always meant to be a temporary economic bridge through the crisis, not a permanent expansion of government. But as always, but now Democrats are claiming that returning to pre-COVID Obamacare would be a catastrophic. It'd be an absolute catastrophe, they say. But wait a minute, just before COVID? Because you guys, you loved the Affordable Care. You lied that it was the Affordable Care Act, and then you tripled, quadrupled the price of everything. Hey, look, isn't this great? And it's more affordable than ever before. I come for the strudel. Just amazing. So, yeah, according to Democrats, including Joe Biden, it was just, that's what they called an economic bridge through the crisis. And that's what they said. And not a permanent expansion, but now it's becoming a permanent expansion. And they need trillions and trillions more. And they will shoot your children in their cradle if it had win them one more seat in the House of Representatives. But now Democrats are claiming that returning to pre-COVID Obamacare would be a catastrophe, a not-so-tacit admission that the health insurance scheme they've lauded for the past 15 years is no good. And it isn't. I'd say it is no good, but it's isn't that amazing? And this is Mary Catherine Hamm writing the story at the Fox News channel, and it's online right there. And now all they want is trillions and trillions more to keep bailing out Obamacare, which was the biggest robbery in the history of Washington, D.C., where, we've got a long history of the biggest robberies in the history of the world. And these crooks, these criminals, we call them Democrats, I guess, aren't they amazing? They lie and they lie and they lie. Then they get caught and they come up with a whole new pack of lies. And they become very angry about it, like climate change. You know, like the world is on fire and we're all going to die soon. And that makes them angry. Man, oh, man. Yeah, so I got to tell you, these people sit just completely berserkly. To make the already broken ACA system worse, Biden's emergency measures increased the dollar amount of ACA subsidies. Everything has to be subsidized. Nothing can work on its own. They're not free market capitalists. They don't believe in Western civilization. And expanded the number of people eligible for taxpayer support, including millions and millions of illegal aliens. Rather than helping the needy, these subsidies go straight to insurance companies. Of course, and then they funnel money back to the Democrats so they can buy beach houses, padding their profits at the expense of American taxpayers and creating a breeding ground, you know how they like a breeding ground, for enrollment fraud and abuse, Mary Catherine Hamm writing. The subsidies, along with weakened income verification, they've weakened income verification, you know, to be eligible for the subsidies, have led to skyrocketing improper enrollments, meaning illegal people that shouldn't be on there at all. According to the Paragon Institute, more than 6.4 million people were improperly enrolled in 2025, just in 2025, costing taxpayers $27 billion. That's nothing. Now they want $1.5 trillion more to, fund the Obamacare thing. They told us that they called it the Affordable Care Act because they have no sense of irony. Just ridiculous stuff. Mm-mm-mm. Zero claim enrollees. That's what they call some people, zero claim enrollees. People are enrolled but have never filed a claim have also skyrocketed, signaling widespread fraud. Oh, no. 40% of those enrolled in fully subsidized plans filed zero claims compared to the typical 15% of zero claim enrollees in private plans. Oh, wow. Well, isn't that not a surprise? Just amazing. Mm-mm-mm. These people, 40%. That shows that, another 25% just total frauds, complete fraud. But at least we're paying for it, you and me. We got to get up early and go to work and stay late because a bunch of illegal alien criminals that the Democrats are massaging with hot oil, and we've got to pay for all that. Isn't that amazing? A couple with $1.5 million in investable assets who retire at 46 to travel the world bragged on Reddit that they're getting the maximum Affordable Care Act subsidy while on a five-month slow travel tour of the British Isles, Ireland, a dream trip, they say. And they're bragging on it online. Hey, look, I'm being subsidized by idiots in the United States of America because of criminals in Congress that call themselves Democrats. So these people are on a five, that's a long time. The British Isles aren't that big in Ireland. 5 months, that's a lot of time. I'd like to do that. Don't get me wrong. That sounds very nice. But when I'm subsidizing it and not enjoying the travel, that's another discussion altogether. Dream for them, nightmare for taxpayers and the vulnerable Americans whose coverage and care is diluted by those abusing the system. And again, the Democrats, they're going to vote against opening the government again today. And then the crooks in the news media, because they're Democrats too, the filthy, rotten, thieving criminal crooks in the news media, they're going to say, oh, the Republicans haven't opened the government, while the Democrats all vote against opening the government and the Republicans all vote for opening the government for, what are we at, the 16th time. Just amazing. Mm-mm-mm. Senators to vote again on revised bill to end shutdown, and the revised bill would likely keep the federal government's lights on past Thanksgiving. Oh, wouldn't that be neat and fun and great? And fund some, but not all agencies. The Democrat Party would choke your dog to death using their belt for one more seat in the House of Representatives, for one more a governor's mansion. They're not the good guys. In a sign of thawing tensions between Republicans and Democrats, GOP leaders in Congress teed up a vote Friday, November 7th, on advancing legislation to potentially end the record-breaking government shutdown. The revised bill will likely keep the federal government's lights on past Thanksgiving. Oh boy, we should all high-five them for that, huh? I gotta tell you, you know, you're getting annoying to the point where I'd like maybe to see it shut down and never open again. How about that? Whatever it is we're missing out on. I'm not on food stamps, I'm happy to report. I'm signing the cross that I'm not on food stamps. But, and I'll, you know, pay for some of my neighbors. I'll go shopping with them. All that. But what the Democrats have done to the United States of America is positively banana republic. It's third world, up the yin yang, if I may say up the yin yang in this contest. The revised bill, keep the lights on Thanksgiving and fund some, but not all agencies. Well, do we really need all of them? Honestly. Still, it's not clear whether more moderate Senate Democrats, oh, do they have some of those now, plan to support the proposal even as flight cuts mount. And speaking of which, big story today, if you're flying today, you might want to consider driving today. Food insecurity grows. They invent these ridiculous terms like food insecurity, and it grows like a tumor. And hundreds of thousands of workers remain without pay on day 38 of the crisis. You know why? Because the Democrat Party is stealing power and money, and they want to control your life, and that means controlling your health care. And they can switch your life on and off. You know, they want to have, like in Canada, state-sanctioned euthanasia. That means killing you. And the Democrats love that. They're really not on the side of America. Truth, justice, and the American way. Senator Richard Blumenthal, you know, Da Nang Dick. He never served in Vietnam, but he lied that he did while he was running. Said that if the bill doesn't include any changes to health care, it'll be a non-starter for many members of his caucus. So again, gun to the head, shake down $1.5 trillion. Otherwise, they're not going to reopen the government. And then the news media said, they don't say, oh, Blumenthal's going to keep the government shut down. They say, oh, look, he's fighting for free stuff for criminal gang members from far-off lands. And they applaud that. Amazing. Oh, I've got an update, you know, on Sandwich Boy, the sandwich-throwing boy. Got an update on him. Nancy Pelosi, the mayor of Washington, D.C., lots of crazy Democrat activity. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and 4 kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take for me to live a long and healthy life?
What would it take to have a breakthrough?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Research to discover more effective treatments for the 1 in 285 children in the U.S. who will be diagnosed with cancer. What would it take to make hope bigger than heartbreak? Go to childrenscancer.org to find out. Children's Cancer Research Fund is a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. We understand the complexity of the landscape and know how your support will have the strongest impact. Go to childrenscancer.org today. That's childrenscancer.org. Together, we can do this.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
It's RSV season. Is your baby protected? RSV is the number one cause of hospitalization in all infants. Protect your baby from severe RSV with an immunization.
I think he's having trouble breathing.
A vaccine during pregnancy or preventive antibody is now available. Help prevent RSV before it happens. Learn more by visiting lung.org/RSV.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
right, let's go to the telephones, Michael, and talk to the great American people. I've got an update on Zohran Mamdani in New York, too. He's got plans. He's got plans for the city. But right now, let's go to John, calling from Kensington, Maryland. John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, John.
I want to offer an idea as to how to possibly end the shutdown. Rather than Speaker Johnson and Senator Thune telling us each day how bad the Democrats are, what they should do is present polling numbers of Chuck Schumer versus AOC. This could be subdivided in so many ways. Like today they could give a poll subdivided by, age. And then tomorrow they could show subdivided by income level. And, there's so many possibilities.
To taunt and mock and ridicule the Lizard King, Chuck Schumer, in particular?
Oh, yeah. And it will give AOC more viability.
And
she's presented as the chief opponent to him.
I was talking to a liberal the other day on television at Newsmax, and the liberal, we're talking about the filibuster and whether we should do away with the filibuster or not, and liberal said, well, look forward to the day of President AOC. And I'm like, you people are all mentally ill, aren't you? You're just completely crazy. They're talking about President of the United States, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who wouldn't have kept a job as a bartender all these years. But the Democrats say Congress, the White House, then she could become a deity for the death cult that is the Democrat Party today. They're amazing. But, John, fun idea for Thune and Speaker Mike Johnson to come out every day with poll numbers and pit AOC against Chuck Schumer, mock them, ridicule them. It was their boy Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are both Saul Alinsky acolytes. Saul Alinsky recommended in his Rules for Radicals to use ridicule against the people that they call their enemies. That would be Americans, normal people. Men, women, not transgender people. And ridicule is impossible to recover from. The Republicans need to get better at this whole politics thing.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
This winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support. And omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Government shutdown, and then where they come out and they lie right to your face, they stare you right in the face, and they lie to you like you're you know, wearing a German uniform. And it's just appalling, the lies that we are told, the shameless, right in your face lies that we're told every day. And you know, we catch Republicans, we'll call Republicans on lying too, but the Democrats are a lie machine. They're a lie factory. And if
there's
any doubt about that, just look at this whole government shutdown thing. And then you want to look at it in the macro sense. Look at the Affordable Care Act. Again, it's like, you know, calling Planned Parenthood the We Love Children factory. It is so corrupt, so dishonest. It's the opposite of the truth everywhere you look. The anti-unaffordable care act that the Democrats inflicted upon all of us. The government shutdown that they blame Republicans for when they vote to shut the government down 15 times and the Republicans vote to open the government 15 times. And then we'll sit down like adults and we'll talk about the more long-range issues that we should be taking up. Because the long-range, there are long-range issues, Robert, that our government should be dealing with, but the Democrats want to
these make same
sure,
people, these same people, they never, these same people that are laid off, furloughed right now, when COVID was in effect, Chris, and all the companies that went out of business, all the people that couldn't go to work, these same people never bitched one iota about all the American workers that got put out of jobs during COVID. The government did that. Now these government employees are getting, to me, it's like payback is, you know, it's, what comes around goes around, babe. Keep it going. I love it, Chris, but have a good day, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Robert wants to keep the shutdown going. For me, in the city of Washington, you know, the traffic's noticeably lighter and the city's less crowded, which is kind of nice. The Democrats were hoping that Wuhan would kill enough people where the whole world would be less crowded because they don't like people. They don't like human beings. Humanity is not something that they cherish. They're happy because they're the left. You know, they murdered 100 million people in the last century and they're not very good at any of this. And, I gotta tell you, I see Marco on the line and I like what Marco has got in store. Let's go to, you know, I've talked, and Michael and I have talked about this recently. Should I do a day, every now and then where I just come in and all I do is take calls? Yeah? Cause that could be fun. That could be. That would be great fun. Right now, let's go to Marco, calling from Springfield, Virginia. Marco, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris, and thanks for the compliment. hey, instead of calling this the Schumer shutdown, they need to call it the Obamacare shutdown, because let's put the blame where it deserves to be. And the Republicans need to hammer that into the ground. This is how we got here. Because of Obamacare. And maybe, just maybe, if they start putting the blame where it belongs, when that charlatan shows up at these political rallies to get people like Scamberger voted into office, maybe people will stop being sheep and start realizing, hey, this guy's a clown, okay? He's a charlatan, and now he's a billionaire? And how did that happen? So I think let's put the blame where it belongs. And as far as Schumer is concerned, I hope he does get primaried by, AOC. And I do hope that, she runs for senator and she loses, because that's the only way we're going to get rid of her too. It's people in New York need to wake up. After that mayoral election, I've got to believe people up there have lost their minds.
I got to tell you, in your home of Virginia, not looking very good either. Mm-hmm. You got an attorney general coming in, attorney general elect, who believes that police officers should be shot and killed because then maybe the police would stop shooting so many innocent people, which is a lie and is not happening. I got to tell you, you know, because between Scamberger and the attorney general and the lieutenant governor, you might as well be living in California in Virginia at this point.
Yeah, the lieutenant governor, by the way, isn't she the woman that said that parents that are opposed to gender affirming care for the kids should be arrested? I do remember her saying something along those lines, and she got elected. And then Jay Jones, I mean, honest to God, wake up, people. But I will say that Bernie Sanders and his proteges are starting to run away with this stuff, this Democrat socialist stuff.
Yep.
That he says he is.
Yep.
He's a communist, and yep. He's got this little, all these little, like I said, proteges running around, and they're starting to win elections. He's been working on this for decades, of course. So Bernie needs to go also, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Vermont, wake up.
Yeah, but we'll see. And, Barack Obama, I don't think he's a billionaire, but he's very, very wealthy, many tens and tens of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But remember, it's the Obamacare shutdown. Let's start calling.
Well, that's what I saw on the big board. That's what I saw on the big board here that Jeff Wolf put up on the big board today. And I said, "Oh, Marco's got a great one. I don't want to steal it from Mark from the big board. Just hey, should be called the Obamacare shutdown." So we got to give Marco the opportunity to put that out there, and that's a good one. Yeah, Barack Obama got a book deal. His book deal, $60 million, right? And then what was the Netflix thing? $40 million. We're already over $100 million. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's good to be a Democrat, yeah. Isn't it? And then they're all anti-capitalist and anti-corporate-y, big corporate this and big corporate that, until it's time for them to cash in, and then they cash in all over the place with their Netflix deals and their Random House deals and their oceanfront mansions all over from Barack Obama. You know, this kind of, this annoys me big time with Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. He bought the mansion from the TV show in Hawaii, where he grew up in Hawaii with the Chum Gang and all that. He bought the Magnum P.I. mansion and leveled it. And, you know, when I was a kid, I saw that thing and, you know, the Ferrari and you pull up to the mansion. I think they called it Robin's Nest in the TV show. Beautiful mansion on the ocean. Mm-hmm. Italian style villa, I think, and as wow, what a beautiful place. And Barack Obama bought it and bulldozed it and built an illegal retaining wall, which is fine with every Democrat in the country because they think like communists with their, you know, their Black Sea dachas, their villas on the Black Sea where the Soviet leaders used to have their waterfront places. And Barack Obama, I don't think he spends any time there, but built some, you know, $40 million house where the house from Magnum P.I. used to be. And, of course, they got their $15 million mansion on the ocean in Martha's Vineyard, and they've got their $10 million mansion in the shadow of the main mosque in Washington, D.C., because the call to prayer is the most beautiful sound he's ever heard and all that. These people are not on our side. But, Marco, I love the Obamacare shutdown, and it is. It's the Obamacare, the so-called Affordable Care Act. How absurd. What an absurd title for this. You know, when even the Washington Post has to sheepishly admit that it has never been affordable. But this is the, you're right, yet another Obamacare bailout, and it's the Obama bailout shutdown.
Yep. And you know what's really sad, Chris?
What's that?
When you see those rallies and he shows up in his, remember, he has only one blue shirt with rolled up sleeves. When he shows up in his blue shirt with his rolled up sleeves, they all applaud like a bunch of sheep whenever he starts talking jive again. And it's like, the guy's a con man. Will you people please wake up? You know, I'm just stunned that he ever got elected, never mind two terms. But like I said, he shows up at these rallies and people seem to forget how we got to where we are. And I don't know, it's a sad commentary on history, but you know, I remember when teachers used to teach, and I remember the studying about the Soviet Union, how they had the 5-year plan and the 10-year plan. They don't care how long it takes. As long as they the ultimate goal is reached, they don't care if it takes 5 years, 10 years, or 20 years. And now we're starting to see in New York, because that's been in the making for a long time. And you New Yorkers are going to start seeing what happens when you put a communist in for a mayor. But I also saw a poll on Stefanik running for governor against Hochul, and Hochul's leading by 25 points.
Right.
Like, how big a baseball bat do people need before your, you know, brain gets engaged? I mean, Hochul against Stefanik, it shouldn't even be close. But You know, obviously, you know, I could go on for hours, Chris, and I do appreciate your time on the air, but I had to share that Obamacare shutdown because that's what it's all about.
You're 100% right, and you brought New York, and you're right, Elise Stefanik, who's wonderful, running for gubernator against Kathy Hochul, who is a horror show from a third-world hellhole, and perfectly mainstream, run-of-the-mill Democrat as the gubernator up there, and they abuse their power wherever they find it. But you mentioned Mamdani as well, the incoming communist jihadi Democrat and socialist. He calls himself a socialist. Oh, democratic socialist. Yeah, the only word that matters is socialist. And the goal of socialism is communism. And this guy is the most anti-American mayor I think we've ever had at any place in the United States. And it's New York City, the most populous city. But great people, you know, Marco, the fun people. First, I want to read the headline and then tell you where it's from. Mamdani moves mayor's office under children's hospital. Marco, I got to say, that's a great headline. Mamdani moves the mayor's office under a children's hospital. I think that's a... That's Hamas.
Isn't that what the Taliban was doing?
And Hamas. Right. Yeah, they put they store their weapons and their murderers,
right.
Their serums, they store everything under a children's hospital and then dare you to bomb it, to take out their headquarters and their munitions, right? Mamdani moves mayor's office under children's hospital is the headline. Now, it's the Babylon Bee. It's the Babylon Bee, but.
It's Babylon Bee, yeah. But you know, Chris, that communist is threatening the president of the United States, saying if you're going to go through here, you're going to go through me, and you're going to go through us. It's like you are threatening the president of the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, you're only the mayor, okay? But like I said, he's got guts. I'll give him that. I'm not too sure what his ultimate goals are, but wake up, people. You know, especially you New Yorkers. Well, for that matter, all of the Northeast, Vermont. Maine, etc. You know, and like I said, we need to get back to teaching. It's like I said, when I was getting an education, people actually taught, and you know, the things like the Russian plans for propagating communism, they don't teach that anymore because actually they're in favor of all that, and it's really kind of sad. Ivy League educated, like I said, the smartest dumb people you'll ever meet.
Yeah, that's right. And the commies have always had a 100-year plan for taking out the United States of America. The Chinese communists have a 100-year plan for the 21st century, where they want to dominate the world. And the Democrat Party's helping Joe Biden and Hunter Biden got into business and got into bed with the communist Chinese. Eric Swalwell, his Fang is his Chinese communist controller. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese agent, intelligence agent under staff in San Francisco for almost 20 years. The Chinese are coming for us, and the Democrat Party is their best friend. They're not on our side, not by a long shot. But you're right. We need to not re-educate, as the communists say, the Democrats say. We need to educate people on the truth, the truth. You know, educate people on the truth of the 20th century so they know where we came from. And I don't know if you saw this, Marco, a British World War II veteran in his 90s coming out and saying, well, looking at England today, was it all worth it? And he says, this heavily decorated British World War II veteran, looking at his country today, says it was not worth it. World War II wasn't worth it because of what the left is doing to his country. And what the left is doing to our country is very much the same. Marco, good stuff. The Obamacare shutdown. It is the Obamacare bailout shutdown. We're being held at gunpoint by Schumer and the criminal Democrats. All they want is another $1 trillion bailout for what they call the Affordable Care Act. No sense of irony. They use the words, but they don't know what they mean.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them. They have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
I slept in a lot of different rooms, different beds, but none of them really felt like mine. I spent 14 years in foster care, mostly in group homes. And I never had much stuff because I always had to be ready to move. Why get things if you just have to let them go?
There are more than 100,000 children in foster care waiting to be adopted. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is working to help find them a forever family and a permanent home of their own.
Now I have my own room with walls that tell my story. I love hanging out in here. I play dress up with my sisters and I sing and make videos. But the best part, knowing I'll always have a place to go and a family that loves and supports me.
If you have room in your home or your heart, see how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
It's RSV season. Is your baby protected? RSV is the number one cause of hospitalization in all infants. Protect your baby from severe RSV with an immunization.
I think he's having trouble breathing.
A vaccine during pregnancy or preventive antibody is now available. Help prevent RSV before it happens. Learn more by visiting lung.org/RSV.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why Big Wireless wants you on an unlimited plan? They probably want you to cover the cost of those 20-somethings using all that data every month. But most people 50 and up like me only use 12 gigs or less. Don't get bamboozled by Big Wireless. Switch to Consumer Cellular. Our plans start at just $20, and we use the same towers as the big guys. Join the millions who choose something better, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Ah, yes. I think the Babylon Bee is great fun. Mom, Donnie moves mayor's office under children's hospital. That's funny. Likes to use children as human shields. The sicker, the better, he said. Isn't that great? Also, a headline there is Zohran Mamdani horrified to discover he now has a job. Now he's got a job. That's terrible. Poor guy. Big fun. Also, Jay Jones. We were talking about Jay Jones, the new attorney general in Virginia. The headline, he wants to shoot the Republican speaker in the head twice with the only two bullets he has while he lets Hitler live and Pol Pot live. And he wants to kill the children of the Republican speaker. He also wants police to be shot and killed, and he's the chief law enforcement officer because Democrats voted for him. The headline for Jay Jones of the Babylon Bee now. Jay Jones campaign sends out celebratory texts threatening to kill everyone's children. Threatening to kill everyone's children. That's great. All right, let's take another phone call, Mike. Let's go to Mark, calling from Alexandria, Virginia, where I hear all the D.C. homeless people have been sent. Mark, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Chris, I just spit out my coffee on your recap of the bee, but you got to laugh, right? So we're moving to Florida. It was always a contingency for the last about 10 years since we've become more communist here in Virginia, mostly northern Virginia.
Uh-huh.
But that's pretty much a done deal. But here's the first three bills that the Democrats are going to introduce in Virginia. And, you know, Scamburger ran on, I'm going to lower the prices and I'm going to get your jobs back. That was her plan. But the first three bills, one's going to be gun control, get rid of the assault rifles, whatever they are. And then the second bill they're going to introduce is going to be the high-capacity magazine. And then the third bill will be a tax increase. So, you know, Chris, please don't ever say Americans aren't that dumb anymore. Because they truly are. And I hear Northern Virginia newsflash at about October of next year, when your electricity bills are up about another 25%, remember who you voted for. But we won't have that problem because we are relocating to the fine, tax-free, freedom-loving, whose new motto should be "Don't tread on me, Florida."
That is great. I'm happy to hear it. You can still listen on Al Gore's amazing internet. Peace be upon him, because he is so great. I want to know where.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.